You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're locked, cocked, and ready to rock on this June 26, 2019 Global Wednesday broadcast. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we normally do 10 hours of live transmission a day with 3 hours of David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central kickoff. And, of course, the Alex Jones Show for the next 4 hours. Then the War Room with Owen Schroyer that ends at 6 p.m. More broadcasts and more shows are in development right now to fight the globalist, to take action, and to have 24-hour day coverage. But when we have special events like Clown World USA two-night event, we're going to end up doing, I guess it'll be 14 hours of live broadcast today. We'll have a break from 6 to 7 while we get set up with our intrepid crew. And then we're going to go live at 7 Central with an hour of pre-game coverage of the kickoff of the 14-ring circus. I guess it's a 20-plus ring circus if you count all the candidates. And we are going to be breaking it all down live with myself, Robert Barnes in the studio, Owen Schroyer, and we're going to have a bunch of guests on, and we've got three crews, Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett, and our own crew here from Austin on the ground in Miami. DrudgeReport.com really gets it right. Circus comes to Miami. Circus comes to town, and they play the lead part. What is it going to be? 10 of them up on the stage tonight. And, of course, it's down to a three-way race with Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. Well, tonight it's Elizabeth Warren on the stage. So she'll obviously be called the winner, I believe. Buttigieg and Beto O'Rourke and all the rest of these idiots have fallen off, all these celebrities, all these flashes in the pan. But Pocahontas, Bernie, Joe Biden, they are leading the legions of the living zombo dead. Half zombie, half clown, half parasite. That's right. Last time I did that joke, the Young Turks went, Alex Jones doesn't know that that's a third. Alex Jones claimed that they're making human creatures that are one-third this, one-third that, and one-third. But wait a minute. He said it's half this, half that, and half that. It's called a joke, Young Turks. It's called a joke. You know, like South Park, man, bear, pig, half man, half bear, half pig. Yes, we understand. Halves only have two. Thirds come in threes. Fourths come in fourths. Fifths come in fifths. And fifths don't last very long at night at the house. All right, I'm going to stop with the puns. Let's get real serious real quick. All hell is breaking loose. And I can be quite negative, and it's very positive to admit the bad things that are happening so you can fix them. But that said, my good friends, we have some very, very, very exciting things going on. President Trump, we have the video coming up, has come out on a Fox Business show last night and said that the federal government is planning and needs to sue Google and Facebook for 2020 admitted election meddling. And folks, if you want to read some unintentional comedy, we have the head of Google censorship in an article here I just had earlier. I've moved it around. Maybe print it again for me. Explaining, took her a couple days to come up with a story, that it was preposterous and the story's fake. And that's it. She just says it isn't true and that it's all made up. Wait till we get to all of that and more on the other side. Remember, only you can override the censors. Only you can smash the AI grid with your human action. So spread the live links now, please.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest show on earth. Two nights only from Miami, Florida. 20 Democrat stragglers, each promising more of a hellish communist future than the next. Race baiting, warmongering, Russophobing, America hating. You want it, you've got it. Two nights, 20 kleptocratic congenital liars on the stage for two nights only. The greatest show on earth with Joe Creepy Biden, Bernie Swindler, Commie Sanders, Police State Lock the Black People Up, Kamala Harris, Beto the Liar O'Rourke, Chloe Dum Dum Booker, Liar Pocahontas, and so much more. It's a three-way race, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Swalwell isn't even polling 1%. Poor little Swalwell. And this is going to be interesting. Wednesday night, we're going to be covering it this evening. Kickoff, 7 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. And we're also launching a special URL the next hour, clownworld.us, so you can share the link and all the bots wouldn't have blacklisted it yet. You know, we're going to start having domains of the week, sometimes domains of the day. Also on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere, you can take this amazing graphic of Clown World 2019 and get it out to everybody you know for the live coverage tonight and tomorrow night with myself, Owen Schroyer, Robert Barnes, three of our crews on the ground in Miami. DrudgeReport.com gets it right. Circus comes to Miami. We're going to be covering every angle of it. Obviously, here is the big news. Google's head of censorship has a nice Orwellian name like Ministry of Truth. Got caught bragging how Trump won't be allowed to win, how they do it, how they control it, how they're manipulating, and how they're shutting down all discourse by conservatives and nationalists because it's not fair to people that Trump win. Now, it's as clear as day. But she's come out in incredible unintentional comedy. But it's worked this long, so why do it again? And said, none of it's true. It's all lies. She has no power. She's a nobody. She was just on a trip to Europe representing Google in major countries. And it's just made up. She's deleted all her social media, so you can't find out her past statements, but put out this new statement. So the Project Veritas has devastated them, and Trump says U.S. should sue. That means the Justice Department, Facebook, and Google complains about alleged political bias by tech giants. That's like alleging that Adolf Hitler had a mustache. Or alleging that Trump has interesting hair. Or alleging that grass is green or the sky is blue. And they're just going to march right back into Congress and lie again and again. They need to be SWAT teamed for election meddling. Understand, folks, they stole the House in 2018. They indicted more than 10 Republican House members that were sure wins, what, four of them in California, to make that whole state go deep blue. And then all those other seats they stole, Google brags that they can manipulate the outcome of elections up to 20 points because 93% of searches are done on their platform. It's unbelievable. And finally, Trump was on Fox Business last night and is moving in the right direction, but we've got to blow his phones up with phone calls. There'll be a headline that I said, blow up the White House today. That means blow the phones up, you know, melt the phone lines. I know the audience gets that, but corporate media literally has hit that level. And it's time to take action. He says he's going to do it. We know he gives the orders. We know he's ignored because Google is so arrogant and has paid most of the government off, including many people in Trump's administration. Yes, he banned lobbying, but that just lets his underlings secretly lobby. Some people, I'm told, in Trump's orbit are making $1 million a day as unofficial lobbyists, all because they have entree to El Presidente. And it's a nightmare situation. But we've got a real president there, and the system knows it and is fighting back. Let's go to this clip of the president. Here it is.
What she does to our country, she's suing all our companies. You know, look, we should be suing Google and Facebook and all that, which perhaps we will, okay? But you see, all Apple, they're suing Apple for billions of dollars. They're suing everybody. They make it very, almost impossible to do two-way business.
Yeah.
So what happened, I said, folks, they are worse than China, except smaller. It's smaller than China, but they're worse than China. The barriers they put up for our farmers are because they want to protect their farmers.
Yeah.
They have a lot of farmers. You know those farmers very well. You drive down the country road, you see the beautiful farms all over the place. I don't even say they're wrong, but it's not fair to us. They send in Mercedes-Benz, they send in BMW, they pay virtually no tax.
Right.
They take nothing. We give them, it's so one-sided, and they make approximately $180 billion a year for years.
I got to get to technology and also the border crisis. But
all right, so there you have it. I'm going to sue them, maybe. No, Mr. President, you point out that the EU is suing Google and Facebook to take control of them, and they're rolling over and giving them full control and helping arrest their citizens en masse. It's all over the news today. And so by the U.S. not stepping in and saying, you won't censor U.S. citizens and you won't meddle in the election, we allow them to do this and allow foreign governments and corporations to fill that vacuum. Here's two of the articles today. Facebook to hand over users' info to French government for hate speech prosecutions. Swedish government court convicts man for not deleting hateful comments posted by others to his Facebook feed. That's the new Facebook rule. Somebody else says something, well, it's up to you to police it, even though you're not even paying attention. This is total police state. And Facebook announced a month ago that they're going to start suing Facebook users that don't moderate their forums. Talk about a giant re-education camp. But hey, you put up with it, so why not? They're going to go for broke. So this is a big, big deal, and Trump must act. They are stealing the election. We have big articles up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com detailing how Google and others won't even take Marsha Blackburn's ads for running for Congress and stuff like that. I mean, it's completely out of control. And it's getting worse and worse because nothing's being done. And at a certain point, you got to ask, I mean, is Trump really working for the other side? And we know that's not the case, but He underestimates the power of social media and the power of citizens to be able to communicate online. And this is the whole enchilada. This is 2020. Trump would have had a historic total realignment and kept the House and the Senate. He would have had a trifecta and a real mandate. But the Republican establishment doesn't want that. They want to work with the Democrats to keep the whole globalist status quo. The Koch brothers are financing all the anti-free speech activity. They're financing all the neocons and liberals. That's why we're in so much trouble, is the fifth column of globalists in the Republican Party. Let's go to break with this important promo of the new shirt that's set to sell out. Only 5,000 have been printed.
Welcome to the greatest show on earth. It's Clown World. 2020. To commemorate this exciting event, we're bringing you the ultra limited edition Clown World t-shirt. This is the perfect way to not only wake people up to the Clown World that we're living in, but to also help fund the InfoWar.
Yeah!
What a time to be alive! 20 Democratic clown candidates debating against themselves to find out who will be crowned top clown. Get your ultra limited edition Clown World t-shirts today during our Clown World broadcast of the Democratic debates. Now, don't miss out, because when these are gone, they're gone for good. Show the Democratic candidates exactly what clowns they truly are with the limited edition Clown World t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com.
ladies and gentlemen, the day has come. Clown World. And the capital of Clown World the next two nights will be Miami, Florida. The circus comes to town. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Summit.news, PulseSite. We'll all have live coverage and feeds with three camera crews on the ground. 4 hours of coverage. It kicks off at 7 p.m. Central tonight. We'll analyze NBC and all of it. Please stick a fly in their ointment. Take the link, Infowars.com/show. Send it out and say, hey, Clown World coverage. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss it. That's how we get through the censors. That's how we override the corporate media and tell everybody about the local AM and FM stations and TV stations that you're listening or watching us on. It's so essential to support those folks just as much as you support us. If you buy products from us, if you send us donations, please do that for local stations. They are just as important as this broadcast. Without them, it's like a horse without a carriage, a carriage without a horse. The light without the dark, the sun without the moon. Not like having a glass of water in the Sahara Desert. We sure need those stations. We're very thankful to them, and they're awesome. They're the folks that see through the propaganda. Okay, I get just as sickened by all of this as you do. And what happens is I don't give in, I don't give up, but I just give out. And they have a famous NAMBLA writer, North American Man Boy Love Association, the UN says is a human right to have sex with your children. And they've come out and praised Desmond is amazing in this whole pedophilic promotion of little kids dancing around half naked at pedo bars. That's what they are. And it's the coming out of the LGBTP. It's totally evil. I didn't even cover this article yesterday. And then I saw more articles without even looking with mainstream news praising it and how sexy Desmond the little boy is. And when you read what this guy writes, this famous pro-pedo writer, it's just unbelievable. I'm going to read this on air next hour. I want you to hear what this guy has to say. And then I forgot to tell the crew, will you print me some of the articles praising this? Paul, even did another story at Summit.news on it. I want to show you, because the left has this new thing. Like, oh, Jones, why you cover pedophilia so much? You must like it like we do. They go, oh, Jones, you're the one that's pedo connected. Oh, you mean some filthy Democrat sent us child porn we never opened? And then I got subpoenaed asking for it. And then they found it hidden in there. And the media ran with it. What a group of unbelievable people, man. I'm going to increase our coverage of the pedo coming out movement. So you guys can try whatever you want. But no one is going to buy what you've done. And I'm telling you, I've been on the internet looking. 99% of the comments know that you tried to set me up. And there's that big reward out there. We've got the email addresses of where it came from in the FBI letter they sent us saying that we're innocent and the victims. And there's that big $100,000. I said $1 million. I really don't have that. Technically, we could do it, but I walked that back. It's $100,000. And I've paid $115,000 out in prizes before. Well, this is 100%. Somebody gets arrested for this, gets indicted, you get $100,000. And I was sent it right after we got sued. And then we got subpoenaed for it. You think about that. And that same law firm put in a falsified transcript that was given to the media and put out with fake quotes of me in it. And we know that they've hired former, quote, media individuals who are consultants running this. They're the ones that contacted the lawyers in Connecticut. They're the ones that got them to sue us. They're the ones that are quarterbacking it. It's a whole media group behind this. And I'm not really supposed to get into this at this point, but they already know. I mean, they already know that we're looking into it and have private investigators and people on it. So I am going on the offense, but I'm going to say this before we come back and get into all the big world news, the economy news, the open border news, AOC going to the border and doing the worst acting. It's worse than a fifth grade play. Crying at the people in the concentration camp who came here illegally and who fight and die to get here because we're so bad, so they can then bitch and complain like AOC. And she just falls down in pain, and it's just the with a bunch of Hollywood scum she was with. And they're sociopaths, folks. The globalists are sociopaths. They know we have a conscience. And so just like Islamics would, like, take a kid as their get into Europe free card, and then the ship would turn over and a little kid would drown. No one would help them. And then they'd show the dead kid on the beach and say, "You've got to open your borders." Well, now they've got a father and the dead son photos, and they're saying, you know, that it's the fault of America that we just don't have totally open borders for 7 million people to come here and then give everything free to them. It's an incredible strategy of manipulation. It's all coming up. Paul Watson's article talking about her designer clothing and her fancy PR stunt is linked up on drudgereport.com. It's also at summit.news. And why is newswars.com and summit.news so important? You can share our articles from there, and they don't get censored as much. InfoWars is blacklisted. That has a good effect in many areas in that, hey, you heard InfoWars, the forbidden site? Alex Jones is still on air. Find out what he's really saying versus what they're saying, and find out why they're trying to set him up. And people will tune in. That's how we win the war. That's how we stay on air. This is a critical fight. America's fight. The world's fight. But to get around the censors on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere on YouTube, summit.news, that's not my site. It's Paul's site. But most of the news on there is original stuff he's written. I don't care. Just I want to win the fight against the globalists. And newswars.com. So by word of mouth, you tell folks go to infowars.com. Or on your email or on your personally reaching out. Saying, hey, go find out why it's so forbidden. Infowars.com/show. Pass it on. We're all Spartacus now, as they say. But for getting around the censors, newswars.com, summit.news. In fact, ask IT. I had this idea this morning to launch clownworld.us, a URL we own, with just the player for tonight's coverage of the debates. And they said, okay, we'll get it up and get it done and tell me when. Because I want the listeners to know they can promote clownworld.us starting in just a few hours. That'll get around the censors, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere, and say, hey, tune in for amazing, hilarious coverage of the greatest show on earth. It's censored. Pay it forward. Pass this link on. And it'll, again, just break the will of Google, Facebook, and all these censors. Speaking of that, and then I'm going to come back and cover the news. We had an idea. One of the great camera guys, Drew, had an idea. He said, hey, you're making this Clown World limited edition shirt. It's got the world as a clown, Infowars.com. On the back, make it like a concert where you show Two Nights Only Miami who the people are. And, it's a fun shirt. I said, okay, let's print 5,000 limited edition. I figure it'll take a couple weeks to sell those. It's a hot shirt, but still, that's a lot. It'll help fund the operation. We already sold a fifth of these the first day it went on sale. So that's great. Thanks for the support. I want to sell all 5,000 of these in the next 2 days. Limited edition, only 5,000, being printed now, ships in 2 weeks, being printed in the USA. Clown World 2020 Limited Edition, InfoWarsStore.com in the t-shirt section. Get this collector shirt and support the InfoWar, a 360 win. Honk, honk. Honk, 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 honk. Facebook 2 weeks ago openly said, anyone posting clowns or saying honk, honk, if our moderators decide it's to be mean to Democrats, you're going to be restricted or banned because we're in such a free country. Honk, honk. Isn't that fun, kids? Because we're liberals. Ha ha. Don't talk bad about us. And it's the greatest show on earth. So George Soros, with U.S. taxpayer money and European EU taxpayer money, has taken billions of dollars. The number's around $4 billion we know of in the last 10 years. And because it's illegal what they're doing, they give him the money and then he does it. He honchos thousands of rubber boats coming across every few days, big old 20-foot, 50-foot, 100-foot Zodiac rubber boats out of North Africa, out of the Middle East, landing in Spain, in Greece, in Italy, in Macedonia, just slamming in. And then thousands of Africans a day just running, screaming through your town, saying, money, give me money or you die. They even know English. We've played that. crime rates exploding. Same thing here in the United States. All the footage of little kids going through barbed wire under things to get into the hellish country like AOC did so that they can wear $4,000 designer outfits like she does and say, we hate America and white people suck. Now, most Hispanics coming into the country aren't saying that or doing that. Hispanics are even the biggest group now. It's Chinese women for 5 years are the biggest group. They fly in on visas, though, 8 months pregnant, have their baby who becomes a citizen, then everything's paid for. And they're usually wealthy Chinese. How'd they get wealthy? Well, being penny pinchers and getting free stuff from the USA. So Alexandria Cortez, or A.O. Mac Daddy Cortez, as she's known, went down to the Texas border with a bunch of Hollywood people in a fancy outfit wearing a $600 Mavuto museum watch. At least it's not $3,000 shoes like normal and $4,000 outfits. And she just saw the tent city and went, and because they're getting 3 and 4 times their previous records a day, up to 15,000 people at that checkpoint alone. And the Border Patrol is working 18 hours a day. They're collapsing in exhaustion. They didn't get the $12 billion they asked for. They got $1.3 billion this year. And there are 14,000 to 15,000 people per sector a day that they're catching. And by the way, the people just turn themselves in because once they get here, they get given to a judge. 90% never show up to the hearings. So they show up and say, feed me, Seymour. Remember Little Shop of Horrors? The plant goes, I said, feed me. I said, feed me. And so they show up. They're not allowed to drug test them, not allowed to test for diseases. They just show up. 30% of the kids aren't with their parents. They genetically test them, aren't even in the family group. They're not aunts. They're not uncles. They're not cousins. They're kids grabbed out of villages. Many times 2 years old, crying for mommy. And when the illegals get through with them, they just throw them into a park, throw them into the woods. Hundreds of kids a day are being found just dumped in Texas, sometimes 300 miles into the state. And they say, my mommy live in this town. And then the U.S. has to find out where they live, get them on an airplane, and fly them to Mexico to meet mommy. And the little kids are all over the Mexican news. They're like, I got grabbed out of my yard 2 weeks ago, and I ended up in North Texas. Oh, but AOC goes to the emergency camp cities where people are getting food and everything else, and everything's overwhelmed, all started by Obama saying, come here, it's all free, come here, you get free stuff. So we have thousands a week that are being caught from Africa alone now and from the Congo where they have Ebola and where Ebola's gotten outside the state, outside the nation. We go show you that footage. No news coverage of it, but DrudgeReport.com. No one else picked up hours of HD footage of the most insane garbage you've ever seen. And remember, 90% Homeland Security says never show back up at the hearings. And many of them have kidnapped children, Senate report. But AOC shows up. She doesn't go to the tent cities in New York. She doesn't go to the tent cities in L.A. where they have up to, how many? 46,000 people in one 50-square-block area of Skid Row. Yeah, look it up. 46,000 people. Feces and rats everywhere. Typhus and bubonic plague and leprosy and drug-immune TB spreading like wildfire. Police getting TB. Police getting typhus. Children getting TB, getting typhus. Black plague. Bubonic plague. Flesh-eating bacteria. Does AOC go down there like I did for 2 hours and I kept throwing up my mouth till I finally just succumbed and ran? I'm a full-grown man. I used to have a job of cleaning up dead cows with bulldozers and stuff on ranches. Imagine pushing a dead cow struck by lightning a week before with maggots all over it or a dead horse. I never got sick doing that. When you go to Skid Row, the cops we were with were holding back vomit. You don't see her going there. No, you see her going to a fence in a fancy white outfit and going, people fought to get in. They turned themselves in. We're there literally taking care of these people, and AOC shows up with the fakest photos. Let's go to InfoWars.com for TV viewers. Radio listeners, go there. And we've got photos of AOC on her own Twitter. Can we show people these photos, please? And you want to see the fakest photos you've ever seen in your life. Just look at the one on the upper left-hand corner. That's got to be a meme contest. Click on that. What is she thinking about? Gee, I'm bummed out. They're going to find out I'm really from a rich family and never lived in the Bronx. Gee, they're going to find out we took a couple million of that campaign money and I'm about to get indicted. Gee, they're going to find out that I'm on methamphetamine and take Molly every day. Gee, they're going to find out. I mean, oh, she cares so much. She doesn't care about the 200,000 killed by drug gangs in Mexico the last decade. She doesn't care about 90% or 80% of the women being raped that come through Mexico to the U.S., not by the U.S., but by the Mexicans. No, she's there to make you feel like crap. She's another Jussie Smollett. And that's not enough for them, ladies and gentlemen. The new Elon Kurdi, remember the little boy? Taken by his supposed family across the Mediterranean in a storm. And then it tumped over and they showed his dead little body lying in the sand. And Europe was told, you've got to take more. So more came across and more kids got killed. And all the free welfare and all the free goodies, it wasn't good enough. It was Europe's fault that the Muslims brought the little boy. Later word came that he died on board the ship of sickness but was placed for a photo op. Whatever really happened, we know they did photo ops with the dead boy and called media from all over. You see, the Muslims usually just strap bombs on three-year-olds, but there's other uses for them. Now, continuing, but it's not in the parents' fault that brought them across the ocean on a Soros rubber boat. It's your fault. You did it, Spain. You did it, Italy. You did it, Greece. You did it, America. You did it, UK. You did it. It doesn't matter. You can't go to North Africa and be accepted there. You'll be killed in minutes. It doesn't matter. You can go to Somalia and they sell women as sex slaves. It doesn't matter because we're going to elect Ilhan Incest Omar and she's going to strut around saying America sucks all day and pissing all over. And we're going to bow down and go, yes, Ilhan, whatever you say, Ilhan. We're so sorry. We're bad, Ilhan. So now we have the new photo. I'm a supposed dead father and a dead child. Here, let's show everybody that photo. AP, grim border drowning underlines peril facing many migrants. There's South Texas floods right now, and people come across and drowned. Hell, the drug cartels shoot them and kill them by the thousands, but you never heard about that. It's look what we did. Look what white people did. Look what the gringos did. Look what the devils did. AOC! Hey, AOC, why don't you go to Skid Row, you little drug addict? You'd probably never leave. So much Molly, so much meth, you little meth whore. Announced a social media summit on July 11th. We're going to be breaking it at Infowars.com next hour. The specifics aren't out yet. We're getting the specifics for an article on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. But a social media summit to draw out the attention, beat the war drums, and hopefully get Google and Facebook and others to back down and stop. But no, they've already done too much damage. They already meddled and stole the House in the 2018 elections. Big article on Infowars.com. Dealing with that, and we're on the march. The empire is on the run. I'm going to start doing something. Some days I'll do nothing but calls, but usually I open the phones up. We got 20 phone lines. They'll take an hour or two to get to all of them. So I'm going to take 8 phone calls. I'm going to take 8 phone calls starting in the first 30 minutes or so of the next hour, and then I've got Bob Barnes coming in with all the huge fall of Google, their whole censorship blown wide open. This is some of the best news in a long time, believe me. Because if we don't stop what they're doing, they're going to steal the election, period. And they're going to block the populist, nationalist, capitalist, global realignment and resurgence taking place. So this is critical, beyond critical, beyond critical. This is not just a listener program. This is participation broadcast, restoring the republic and humanity to a good path with a decent future. and we can win. We're promoting liberty. It's a lot sexier than tyranny. But we've got to have a chance to put our ideas out on a level playing field, or even a stilted playing field. But we've got to be allowed on the field. We'll climb the mountain. We'll take the machine gun nest, but we've got to be allowed on the field. We've got to be put in the game. And Trump's got to do that. We've got to do that. So we're doing it. We've been hammering the hell out of this. We've paid a big price here, but we're going to lose everything if we don't pay a little to get a lot. Freedom isn't free, as has been said trillions of times accurately. I am so angry right now at AOC, of the Democrats, and how they will point at 6 kids have died this year coming across who die once they get in custody from all sorts of horrible diseases. They show up with 106 fever. They die a few hours later, and AOC goes to the floor to say the Border Patrol did it. No, the parents and the smugglers and the criminals and the people going across 100 miles of desert, sometimes from African countries that have gone through 11 nations. They did it, not me. And I'm sick of the left's guilt tripping. CNN and AOC killed this father and his daughter that drowned trying to get into the U.S. during flash floods. Not a good time. You know, sometimes we have flash floods in Austin in one weekend and 4 or 5 people die. But, you know, I remember I could swim really good when I was 2 years old. I remember some vague memories of it, but my dad told the stories. And we'd be at a community pool or lake, and people would say, hey, that's child endangerment. Don't let your kid swim. It's so little. Well, my son knows how to swim. But that's my dad's decision. What if he stuck me in the Rio Grande River during a flash flood? He'd lose me for child endangerment. Oh, but the illegal aliens do it. They're God. I'm sick of being blamed for things I haven't done. Now, we'll get more into all of this, but here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, on specifically AOC and her fancy outfit and her expensive watch down there at the border at an emergency camp where people are turning themselves in, asking for all their free goody goods. And then because we're finding out who's who the children are, who rapists are, who's been arrested before, who's a murderer, just a basic screening, she's, oh, no. But when you fly into an airport from the foreign country, they ask you questions. And if you don't have your ID, you get shipped back. But see, she wants you to be guilty. No, I'm not guilty. And quit bitching about the country all day and telling us how much it sucks and how the world's going to end in 11 years if we don't do whatever you say, wannabe cult leader. So I want your take on this. And now them showing the photos of people that have drowned and saying it's our fault that there's water barriers to our country. You know, why do we ever have borders to begin with if they're so bad? The truth is the UN and the corporate global government is conquering us via leftist propaganda saying we don't have a right for nations to exist and we've got to pay for everybody that comes along, including global carbon taxes. And this whole attack on the genders worldwide to confuse and break up the family. We are being weakened by design. We are being weakened on purpose. Here's that number again, that toll-free number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. But I'm only going to take like the first 8 calls. That way nobody sits on hold. And then every time we take calls again, we'll open the phones up again. That's really the best way to do this because I said we have 20-plus phone lines. You know, we can take thousands of calls. One time we had in one day 40-plus thousand calls during a show. That's how many hit the computer. I mean, even national shows beg for calls. We have amazing listeners. We love you to death. We're very appreciative of you, and I don't want you to have to sit on hold. Okay. Again, after we take these calls, I'm going to open the phones up again on censorship and where you think this is going with Robert Barnes. We've got really serious news from Rand Paul saying that military confrontation with Iran more likely than diplomacy. That is horrible news, but it's good to know it so we can do something about it. This will easily start a much larger war. That's all coming up. 2019 could be the year that a war with Iran changes everything. And 2 key deadlines loom within the next 2 weeks. We're going to be hitting that. Also, Middle East tensions move oil prices still even higher. That could kill the fragile recovery. We're also going to get into this latest rape accuser of Trump her story's falling apart faster than a wet paper bag in a tornado. And it turns out she fetishizes rape in not one, not two, but three interviews. And that word for word, what she's saying is from a Law and Order script. That's right. That's the thing about the left, is they're all, most of them are failed show business people. Nothing wrong with wanting to be in show business or, you know, having a degree in theater or whatever. Rob Dew's got one, does a great job, but he's not a leftist. The leftists are all these failed people, and nine times out of ten, when they're lying about you, they've written a script before about it, and they have this dream to make their fantasies real, and so they think that they're journalists so they can really be fiction writers. Like the show Homeland. They're attacking me according to the Homeland script. They believe I'm the Homeland character, and they believe that I'll be taken down like him and then put in prison. And when I'm around the New York Times or others, they shake. And they go, What's up? I had a New York Times lady here. She lied about why she was here. I let her in. And then her Uber was coming, her car. And for like 20 minutes, it wasn't there. So I was looking at computer screens that show cameras of where it pulled up. So I was being nice to her, gave her a cup of coffee or whatever. She's leaving. This is just like 8-9 months ago. Name's Elizabeth something. And we've got TV monitors we can see. And I'm looking. She wrote that I was shaking in fear and thought people were coming to get me. And no, lady, I'm a Texan. I was there at the door. You kept saying your car was coming, but you didn't know where. So I was looking at security cameras to know where in the big parking lot or in what side of the building they showed up at. But see, so technically what she said is true in her article, that Jones kept looking at the computer screens, concerned. No, I wasn't concerned, lady. You're like, okay, my car's here. Where do I go out? I'm like, well, which side of the building is it pulling up on? Let's go over here to the security screen. We walk over to the security area, walk across the building. Security guy's sitting there. I lean over and go, you see any cars? No. Okay, well, see you later. Come back 10 minutes later. She's not gone yet. So I look at the screen again. That turns into, I'm scared looking at computer screens all day, shaking in fear. No, lady, I march out to Beto O'Rourke crowds and get in the middle of them when they try to kill me. I go out in public without security everywhere. I do all this stuff, and you try to turn me into a coward like you. But again, that's their alchemy. That's their fraud. That's their scam. Now, it'd be like saying if someone walked up to a security camera outside of our office and held up child porn, the news would then say that we were distributing child porn. You see, or someone mailed me child porn, they'd say that. In fact, they've done that. That's who these people are. And when you experience their pure lying, you realize it's another level. We're going to break. Please don't forget, we're coming right back with your phone calls. Do not forget, we're having a limited edition Clown World, nice, soft, high-quality fabric, white T-shirt in kind of orange-red Clown World with a big clown, Infowars.com. On the back, it's like a t-shirt concert. It's like a concert t-shirt where you've got all the idiot clowns of the two nights, Clown World 2020, First Democrat Debates, brought to you by Infowars.com. Great shirt, printed and made in America, being printed right now. It'll ship within 2 weeks. So it's not pre-order. It's just get yours now. Limited edition, Clown World, to commemorate these debates. Great shirt to wear out in public, strike up conversations. Clown World, Infowars.com. The left says don't call them clowns. Well, they act like clowns. They are clowns, criminal clowns. We're going to expose them. Get your shirt. We've already sold out of 1/5 of them. We're only printing 5,000. It'll be gone in a couple days. Get your Clown World shirt, Infowarsstore.com. Number two, and if you didn't hear the news, all hell's broken loose after Google ran its big fat mouth. And coming up, we're going to have Robert Barnes in studio. Trump has announced a major summit July 11th. That's only in 2 weeks or so to really take these guys to the woodshed. So we're fighting back. It's a beautiful thing. But recapping, AOC has done it again. She went down to one of the emergency centers on the Texas border yesterday, where we have just massive, massive numbers of up to 15,000 people a day, overwhelming the election law, the laws dealing with the border laws, the immigration laws. All state that we had to basically let these people in. And now you've got New York legalizing illegal aliens and other states getting a driver's license and other states saying they're going to let illegal aliens vote. You see the plan here. No other country would put up with this except Europe, and Europe's having the same UN program run against it. Borders are such a bad idea. Why do countries always have them? Because you don't have a nation. You don't have your own system. You don't have your own stuff. You don't have a border. It's like having a door on your house or clothing on your back. So from all over the world, the people are coming. And she goes down there and cries and says, oh, they're all victims in a concentration camp. And it really blew up in her face. She's in a designer clothing, designer watch, all out there for PR about how much she cares and how horrible it is, like Trump standing above the little Hispanic girl whose mother had smuggled her into the country three times before, using her as a human shield. Her father said that her mother's a criminal, should be in jail, that she uses the daughter as a smuggling tool. Bringing your little three-year-old through drug cartel-infested areas. No, no, no. America's bad. And let's Photoshop Trump standing above the little girl and say he hurt her because she was taken from mommy. And she wasn't taken from mommy. But it doesn't matter. It's not true. Let's go ahead and go to Johnny in Wyoming. Then John in Wyoming. Johnny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
I used to work in Washington, D.C. on Trump's new hotel, and I met this guy named Carlos back in 2014. He was one of my guys. I worked with him every morning, every day, every evening, and he was forced into being a coyote down on the border. He's a Mexican dude, but all American now, and he told me that there are mosques and Islam all over Mexico, and that it's like merging with the Santeria down there. You've mentioned this on your site before. And I mean, he said it's completely out of control. And then I served in Iraq, and I'm going to college now using my GI Bill, and there's just Islam everywhere. I mean, you can't go out on a date with a group of girls without one of the dudes being a Muslim that she's dating. Well, you can't. I mean, there's like one in every class, so you can't even have a discussion about like.
Well, that's the thing is we're supposed to comply with the most radical forms of Islam. People don't get there's 1.8 billion Muslims and their culture is come into your country and conquer you. And they're about to be 3 billion. And that's why the corporate world is saying you will submit to Islam. And you're right. Mexico is just chock full. When we've sent people down into Mexico to Tijuana in California and in Texas, in Brownsville, a good third of the women coming across are Islamic women wearing hijabs from Mexico. So you're absolutely right. It is metastasizing.
Yeah. And another thing about the homosexuality, Constantinople fell because towards the end of the Eastern Roman Empire, I'm a history major, towards the end of the Eastern Roman Empire, they had adopted a lot of the Eastern culture. The Greeks had this problem when they colonized the same area. Their people adopted far too to the east. They started turning their boys into eunuchs. They started putting their girls into these all-girl classes where they would train.
Hold on, stay there. I want to know how civilizations fall. Stay there. You're right. And even the famous professors of history that are lesbians, like Camille Paglia, will explain this always happens before the fall of civilization. And so why is Hollywood trying to speed this along? They're doing it by design. They want the West to be destroyed and usurped by inferior culture.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Play the lead part. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Robert Barnes is going to be in studio coming up a little bit later in the hour with the ultra-massive announcements by Trump. Two big ones on the fact that he's getting ready to go after them for their attacks on the First Amendment. This is a very exciting time to be alive. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the AM and FM affiliates, TV affiliates, the listeners and supporters. You are incredible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right into your phone calls again. The articles are up on Infowars.com, but you've been bombarded with it everywhere. AOC goes to a camp, an emergency camp where people pour in. They turn themselves in. They get basic medical care, but not major testing that should be happening because the Border Patrol is overwhelmed. It's four times any previous record. It was double the record a year ago. The globalists are rushing the border, and AOC goes down there and she cries and she collapses and she says, look at the people who illegally came here, turned themselves in, getting ready to be turned loose with money in their pocket. The horror. But Trump is screening that children not be trafficked, as Obama did not do that, and up to one-third were sex trafficked, and one-third were not with their parents. That's Senate report, Washington Post even admits that. So AOC is at the border crying over the fact that child smugglers aren't able to feed on these children and that coyotes might get in trouble. Now, we were going back to Johnny, then we'll go to John in Wyoming. Johnny in Wyoming, so two Johns from Wyoming. Johnny was getting into Constantinople and the fall of the Eastern Roman Empire hundreds and hundreds of years after the fall of the original Western Roman Empire with the sacking of Rome in 410 by Alaric. But go forward, what, 1,000 years? And you have the sacking by the Muslims in their giant expansion of Constantinople, which is now Istanbul. So go ahead and make your point about studying that in history.
Yes, Istanbul is kind of one of their new capital cities. Islam, whenever Islam moves into an area, it's Islam, but it's Islam grafted onto, or the other society, depending on what they like or what they don't like, grafted a little onto Islam. For instance, you know, Spain, the Iberian Moors, you know, very artistic people, excellent warriors, took 700 years to get them out. But in Istanbul, it was kind of like part Arab, part Hun. And when the Arabs came in again, they were kind of tired of the Roman Empire and everything just kind of shifted over. And some of the parts, it was as low as 10%, like you talk about it. It doesn't take a lot of these guys to completely take over. And it's because they fully work together. That 3%er rule, you know, that 3% nation, 3% militia, all it takes is 3% of a society to fight, and then you can win and supposedly declare your independence. Well, that rule has the inverse value, where if 3% of your countrymen are fighting against you, well, that's a problem. And they are, like, our teachers, and it really bothers me that the Jewish groups on the campus are so complicit with all of this and kind of just go along with it. I took this Israel-Palestine history class, and for 4.5 months, the whole class was, what's wrong with Israel and Palestine? And at the end of the class, the answer was America and Britain. Never Islam, never smashing together all these different cultures, not anything but just Britain and America. Being
no, exactly. But let's go further. You've got the leftist Jews who were big immigrants to Europe and the United States, and some of them weren't allowed in World War One and World War Two. So it's almost like, well, we were immigrants, so it's our job to bring in immigrants now. So they bring in immigrants from North Africa and the Middle East that literally would suicide bomb them in a second. And it's just disgusting. And and literally, I was on Isla Mujeres a few months ago, a little island off the coast of Mexico. And we stayed at a hotel, and they had a gay wedding in it. And there was a bunch of Muslims staying there. And I would watch the gay men come up and grovel to the Muslim men and women. And the Muslim men and women would not even talk to them and would talk trash to their face. And the gay guys would grovel because to them, this was God. I mean, this was a group of folks that would throw them off a cliff. And when they saw God, it was like, oh, my God, I've been told hijab-wearing women and men, this is God. And so the gay guys were just, but they looked down. The gay guys said, "Ew, you know, my daughter's having fun, or you know, jumping in the pool, or you know, me sitting there with hair on my chest, and you know, pot belly, drinking a beer, because I was, you know, I was an American." They've been taught. You know, the gay guys are like, "Oh, that's an American with a Texas accent." But boy, these gay guys from America, I mean, they were just sycophantically worshiping the Muslims. And I told my wife, I said, it wasn't that they were gay I couldn't be around. It was the fact that the sycophantic virtue signaling to the Muslims, it was very interesting to watch.
So I think that they have, and they don't say it out loud, because I used to read a lot of Tom Clancy novels and stuff when I was growing up, and I thought I was going to join the army and be involved in this big, giant conspiracy, and then somebody handed me a thumbstick with one of your podcasts on. The next thing I know, I'm being taught by an Egyptian Muslim guy that England and America are Israel and Palestine's problem, and it's just so...
I mean, that's it. We've been undermined by the globalists from within. They're trying to take the country down. We are in shambles, and Trump's trying to fix things, and we've just got to push forward. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Think about AOC at the border, where people fight and pay thousands of dollars to come here from the Middle East, Africa, Latin America. Many of them kidnap kids to get into the country. And she's there showing them being processed and released, crying and bitching. I mean, this is just pathetic. And the media willingly goes along with the hoax. And they had huge floods down there. And so a father and daughter coming across a river died. And it's America's fault that he went into a raging river with his daughter. America is bad. Don't go to newswars.com. Don't tune in tonight at 7 o'clock Central for our clown world coverage on our own audio and our own video feeds. Don't tune into local stations that pick it up. Don't you dare tune into our two-night coverage of the Democratic debates with our reporters live on the ground in Miami. No, don't do that. Tune into CNN and do what they say. John in Wyoming. Another John from Wyoming. Thanks for holding her on the air. Thank you.
Alex, it's been a long time, but I've got all kinds of great news. First of all, AOC stands for Another Ordinary Communist. So remember that. And the gentleman who just called in a while ago, I can give him a little further information. My mother was a little girl, was a five-year-old girl in 1915 living in Constantinople. And she and her older brother and their father and their mother, who was expecting her third child, had to leave and come to America because the Turkish Muslims were busy slaughtering 250,000 Greeks and 1.5 million Armenians because the Greeks and Armenians were Christians. That's one reason that Constantinople fell, and it became Istanbul later in 1930. But they came to this country because of the Holocaust created by the Turkish Muslims.
But wait a minute. I mean, the Muslims, everybody knows they expanded and went all the way into Poland and killed millions of Christians. We deserve it. It's liberal. Let me ask you a question. Why does the left have a fetish with expansionist Islam?
Well, probably because they're both evil. And, you know, they run in circles. But the good news I have from you from Sheridan, we finally got rid of the fluoride in our drinking water. Last month at the city council meeting, they read the results of the survey that was taken among the people of the city and nearby county, and we voted to get rid of the fluoride from our water. The vote was 2,323.
Stay there, John. You're awesome. By the way, I've been saying for 10 years I'm going to start a show with callers. We're setting the date, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, 2 hours. It's going to be Saturday afternoon at noon, 2 hours. And we're going to have this guy on with us on our maiden voyage, if he can do it, and some of the other callers as well. We'll be right back with John, then Sean, then Pete, then Will, then Robert Barnes.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Strange day.
Welcome to the greatest show on earth. It's Clown World 2020. To commemorate this exciting event, we're bringing you the Ultra Limited Edition Clown World T-shirt. This is the perfect way to not only wake people up to the clown world that we're living in, but to also help fund the InfoWar.
Yeah!
What a time to be alive! 20 Democratic clown candidates debating against themselves to find out who will be crowned top clown. Get your Ultra Limited Edition Clown World T-shirts today during our Clown World broadcast of the Democratic debates. Now, don't miss out, because when these are gone, they're gone for good. Show the Democratic candidates exactly what clowns they truly are with the Limited Edition Clown World T-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back. We're taking your phone calls. Again, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Robert Barnes is coming in next segment. We'll continue with some of the calls that are there. But Trump's made two huge announcements, one yesterday, one just came out 20 minutes ago. A story's going up on InfoWars.com as we speak. Trump is announcing a major summit to prepare battle plans against big tech. This is the best news we've gotten in a long time. Going back to John in Wyoming, John making some great points. John's been calling in for 20 years. He only gets in like once or twice a year. It's always good to hear his voice. John, please continue.
Thank you, Alex. What happened is they read the survey results, and we defeated the fluoride freaks, 2,323 votes against fluoride versus 1,900 for it. And one of the city council members was kind enough to put in a request into their final tally that the fluoride cease within 24 hours. So as of 1300 hours or 1 p.m. Tuesday, May 7th, the fluoride was turned off in Sheridan, Wyoming, and we're getting clean water again. Now, one of the things that you have to remember, where we really hurt them, is I read this wonderful article. It was published by Harley Manson, April 5th, 2018, in Health and Wellness magazine, and he was quoting the Lancet Neurology, which is part of the Lancet Medical Journal, the most prestigious medical journal in the world, Volume 13, Issue 3, from March of 2014, where the Lancet Neurology classed fluoride as a neurotoxin, 100%, which puts it in the same category as lead, arsenic, and mercury. So the people woke up and they said, enough of this garbage. We're tired of skin rashes and all kinds of illnesses caused by this fluoride. And they got it out of there, despite the fact that the local dentist and hygienist heavily funded this one corrupt former city official who got the fluoride implemented a few years ago. And despite all of the heavy funding on their side, we still prevailed. So I want your listeners to remember, number one, yes, you can fight City Hall, and occasionally you can win that battle. You're not going to win them all, just like we don't win every election. But you can fight City Hall, and you can come up with a win every now and then to help all the people. I don't care if it's liberals or conservatives. I don't want anyone drinking toxic waste fluorosilicic acid in their drinking water, because it will sicken them and eventually kill them. So I don't care what the dentists say, because remember, the American Dental Association has been heavily funded by the fluoride industry for decades. And all of these dental colleges are heavily funded by the fluoride industry. So what do you expect them to say? That, oh yeah, it's wonderful. They even had a guy from the Centers for Disease Control Skyping. This was back in 2010, Skyping to our corrupt mayor and city council.
Well, sir, listen, I got to move on, John. We're going to have you on as a guest soon, but I'm familiar with your work way back to the Republican Party in the 80s. And yes, Harvard a few years ago looked at 25 studies and concluded that fluoride in the water at one point at zero parts per million, 1.3, causes a 10-point IQ reduction in youth that drink it for only 2 years, causes massive bone cancer increases, causes massive leukemia problems. This is all fact. And again, the Soviets would put it in the water in their re-education camps to control people at a higher level. The Nazis got it from them. And that's in Pulitzer Prize winning books on World War II. And so when they put it in the water and all the, quote, crazies in the 50s said, this is crazy, don't do it, it turns out it was all real. And the U.S. IQ has dropped massively. Cancer has exploded. And it was just the beginning of them poisoning us. So great points. I appreciate your call. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they don't just take regular fluoride that's calcium fluoride that you do need some of for your body, very small amount. They take hydrofluorosilicic acid that is an adjuvant to other toxins. It makes them even more toxic. It soups everything up. It turbocharges or supercharges everything. It's amazing. And they take a bunch of toxic waste from the U.S. or China, and they dump that in the water. It's not just the fluoride. And this is where they get rid of the toxic waste is in our drinking water as a sick, sick joke. Now, is fluoride treatments on the teeth useful? Yes, if you get it all most of it out of your mouth. It's still toxic, but it does help your teeth. But you don't drink sunscreen so that you don't get a sunburn. Let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, Alex. I just want to say it's a huge honor being able to talk to you. I mean, like, in my eyes, you're a huge celebrity.
Well, I appreciate you, sir. I'm just trying to beat these globalists.
I know. I'm trying to beat them, too, but I'm only 15 years old, and there's not much a 15-year-old can do to...
Sir, a 15-year-old could incinerate the enemy politically. You could put flyers up all over your town on power poles saying Alex Jones did nothing wrong, Infowars.com, vaccines kill, Infowars.com. Then you call the media about it. They'll come out and cover it like it's bad, and then everybody in the town will see it. If everybody did that in every town in the U.S., we'd bring them to their knees.
Oh, heck yeah. I might just have to do that. And about the border, I mean, I was watching the Dave and Knight show this morning, and I saw, and, you know, kids are being trafficked from the border, and they're being brought here as things. They're not children. They're things. They're objects. They're a tool. They're something you can play with and not care about to these people.
Exactly. And then AOC flips the script continually, goes down to emergency centers where people are turning themselves in saying, give me food, give me medicine. And we don't even have the personnel to give them medicine because the Democrats wouldn't pass the bill for the $12 billion like Trump asked for. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah, it is. And she's going down there crying. And, I mean, these people are putting themselves in the situation. And then they're getting thrown out into our country as like, here's a bunch of money. Go do whatever you want.
Exactly. Here's an analogy. Let's say you got a small backyard. You got enough groceries for you and your kids for a week. 50 people show up in your backyard. They're demanding free stuff. And then AOC comes and looks over the fence and goes, look at them. Oh, poor babies. The people in the house aren't giving them enough. Americans have got to give everybody free stuff, those dirty, bad Americans. Meanwhile, Mexico lets these people go over Mexico to come here. But nobody says Mexico's got to do a damn thing.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Dems, Planned Parenthood, Denial Spectacle with John Bound. Here it is.
As the mainstream media propaganda giants report that in Missouri, the last remaining abortion clinic in the state is closed, rather than reporting the full story revolving around the investigation of the injurious history of the clinic itself, which included botched abortions and a patient hospitalized with life-threatening complications, the public is given a sliver of the truth, just as the black community has been blinded to the creeping eugenics of Margaret Sanger's Planned Parenthood.
Good evening. What you're about to witness is an unrehearsed, uncensored interview on the issue of birth control. It will be a free discussion of an adult topic, a topic that we feel merits public examination. See her behind me, she is Mrs. Margaret Sanger, who was thrown into jail 8 different times for her efforts. Your father was a sort of a village atheist who clashed with church authorities, and because of his atheism, his earnings dwindled under community pressure. You and your brothers and sisters were known as, quote, children of the devil, end quote. The natural law, they say, is that first of all, the primary function of sex in marriage is to beget children. Do you disagree with that?
I disagree with 100%.
Meanwhile, 16 of the 24 2020 Democratic candidates turned out under the Planned Parenthood big top leading up to the Greatest Clown World in the Galaxy festivities on June 26th and 27th.
Hello, hello, and welcome to We Decide, our members-only forum. I'm Kelly Robinson, the executive director of Planned Parenthood Action Fund.
But I tried to end my pregnancy by throwing myself down the stairs, by drinking until I threw up, by taking a hot bath. I even tried riding every ride at the LaPorte County Fair that said, do not ride while pregnant. And just to be clear, that doesn't work. It's not an abortion technique, y'all.
I will make sure that I will guarantee reproductive freedom for every woman, every transgender woman, and every non-conforming individual who needs these basic human civil rights.
Anything that they propose and pass has to be reviewed by my Department of Justice to determine whether it complies with the Constitution of the United States and Roe v. Wade and its progeny.
The right to choose is a woman's right across the board, and the state of New York will defend it with all we've got. And in New York City, we're going farther.
I think you don't get nearly enough credit, Planned Parenthood, that you are the ones who are providing for all of the health care for poor women in ways that nobody else has been able to. That's why Barack and I fought so hard to continue to see your funded.
We will no longer put kids in cages, separate families. We'll reunite all of those families day one, spare no expense.
Given the attacks that we're seeing in recent years on Planned Parenthood in particular and on abortion rights in general, I think what we can do and must do is find candidates in every state in this country and every congressional district in this country who do support absolutely a woman's right to control her own body.
Reverend Childress of BlackGenocide.org asks, Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in America. 78% of their clinics are in minority communities. Blacks make up 12% of the population, but 35% of the abortions in America. Are we being targeted? Isn't that genocide? We are the only minority in America that is on the decline in population. If the current trend continues, by 2038, the black vote will be insignificant. But by 2038, if the trend continues, Democrats will have allowed enough illegal immigrants into the United States to have no need for legal minority citizens after the Republican Party itself has become insignificant. John Bound reporting.
I just want to state this again, because I don't like talking about myself every day on the show and what's happening, but we're forced to because, as you've seen, we're national news, international news. If they can take us down, they set the precedent to take everyone else down. Media Matters, run by George Soros, the admitted Nazi collaborator, he said that on 60 Minutes. The news says that's a conspiracy theory.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
George Soros' Media Matters, they created a list of sites that post some of my content on YouTube. And here it is. And most of these I've never even heard of. InfoWars Fans, Grand, Tyranny Crusher, heard of that one. General Shepard, Eric Miller, Max. I mean, I've hardly heard of any of these. Baked Blunts, And they said, oh, look, they're posting his content. Take him down. And YouTube did. I mean, when Media Matters snaps its fingers and says, jump, Google, a trillion-dollar company, ask how high. Well, they were a trillion-dollar company. They've lost 130-something billion since it was announced they're going to be breaking up.
We saw Alphabet stock hit an all-time high ahead of its earnings, and now it's dropped about 7% extended hours. For reference, it's wiped about $80 billion off its market value.
If I libel somebody, I can be sued. Fox News can be sued. You're a senator-elect. If you libel someone on this show, you can be sued. But Apple cannot be sued. Facebook, Google, the rest. Why should the U.S. government favor those companies in a way that they don't favor my company, for example?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. And look, I mean, let's be honest. These tech companies, Facebook, Google, Twitter, they have gotten huge. They have gotten powerful. They have gotten rich on the backs of this special immunity that they get from the federal government, on the back of what's called Section 230. And I think it's time we ask some hard questions. Yes. They're monopolies now. They're very powerful. They appear to be using their power to try and shut down political viewpoints that they don't agree with, usually conservative.
And it says every copycat channel listed has been uploaded. InfoWars content has been removed. And most now showing a message saying they were terminated for a violation of YouTube's terms of service. The channels for InfoWars personalities remain up. So, other people that we sponsor, that are contractors, who already had their own channels, who wanted to do work with us, who go out and do man on the street, great work, never violate YouTube's strict rules.
How many amendments are in the Bill of Rights?
Oh, how many? 50.
50?
Mm-hmm.
Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett, they are now targeted for deletion. And the bosses of Google over at Media Matters in D.C. are very upset. Liberty Hangout seems to mainly post content from InfoWars personality Caitlin Bennett. No, it's Caitlin Bennett, a journalism graduate's site. A nice young lady. And you don't like her having speech, you want to get rid of her. Millennial Millie. Millie Weaver, known her 8 years. She's been reporting for us off and on as a contractor for 8 years. Never gotten in trouble. They want her banned. Harrison Smith does his own reports for InfoWars. Was up there pre-ban. And, of course, Paul Joseph Watson, he's had that YouTube channel 8 years. 8 years. Never violates all their rules, any of it. They want him gone because they're copycats of me. Now it's not just ban Alex Jones. It's ban anyone that sounds like him. Anybody that doesn't want all the state championships for track to be won by men running against women. Anybody that doesn't want war with Iran. Anybody that's worried about 5G or glyphosate or GMOs or vaccine dangers and liability protection or secret government experimentation. Or anybody that's worried about collapsing borders or anybody worried about not having jobs and the Rust Belt. You know, all the really evil stuff I talk about. What a comedy of errors.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
What she does to our country, she's suing all our companies. You know, look, we should be suing Google and Facebook and all that, which perhaps we will, okay? But you see, all Apple, they're suing Apple for billions of dollars. They're suing everybody. They make it very, almost impossible to do two-way business.
Yeah.
So what happened, I said, folks, they are worse than China, except smaller. It's smaller than China, but they're worse than China. The barriers they put up for our farmers are because they want to protect their farmers.
Yeah.
They have a lot of farmers. You know those farmers very well. You drive down the country road, you see the beautiful farms all over the place. I don't even say they're wrong, but it's not fair to us. They send in Mercedes-Benz. They send in BMW. They pay virtually no tax.
Right.
They take nothing. We give them... It's so one-sided, and they make approximately $180 billion a year for years.
I got to get to technology and also the border crisis. But
you say, I cannot get there from here, baby. And I don't care where I'm going. Here's to your thin red line. Ooh, I'm stepping over, but you never miss me till.
Well, Trump's making it a major part of his 2020 reelection bid. That's the massive sustained criminal surveillance, the censorship, the foreign governments controlling Facebook, Twitter, Apple, Google particularly, It's huge. The White House is hosting a social media summit as Trump bashes tech companies again. Oh, really? Well, we have all the video of their top censorship person at YouTube and Google admitting that we're going to let Trump be reelected. White House plans new social media summit as Congress raises questions. Trump lashes out at unknown groups. No, it's not unknown groups. It's the globalists that are doing all of this. The article is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com right now. Recapping with constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, who has been suing these companies and is going to file some big suits very soon. The president's basically called for it in the video we just played, but the Justice Department's going to be doing it as well. Big tech has really run away with the bait here.
Oh, no doubt. And basically, it started with the meeting between the president and Jack on Twitter. Then it accelerated into the announcement that the leaked announcement that the Department of Justice was conducting antitrust investigations. That was followed up with the FTC announcing it was launching its own antitrust and consumer protection investigations. That was then followed up by the disclosure that next week, 20 different state attorney generals are going to be meeting in Omaha, Nebraska to coordinate state attorney generals using state laws, their own. Every state has its own antitrust laws, has its own consumer protection laws, authorizes its attorney generals to take action. So that each of those states is going to be taking action as well. So they're going to be coordinating that. And then, 10 days later, the White House is going to have a summit to deal with this. While there's two different acts of pending legislation by Senator Hawley, one would remove Section 230 immunity and say that the big tech no longer is immune from defamation claims or libel claims or facilitating and aiding and abetting terrorism or illegal immigration or other criminal activities on their platforms unless they agree to protect free speech. In addition, the other legislative proposal that Senator Hawley has made is to require for the first time big tech to tell the world just how much they are getting economically and monetizing people's private individual information. So they're using that information in order to gather intel on individuals. They then monetize that by selling it to advertisers who want specific information about you that could not be disclosed except for big tech, getting it through the way in which big tech induces people to subscribe to their services. And then they use that as their monetary basis of operation, which is significant for antitrust purposes, because if they're not really offering a free service, but are instead exchanging that service for information that they then in turn monetize, then that is a subscription-based service just indirectly done. And that creates legal liability under potential antitrust claims.
They're giant data mining organizations that openly brag that they can fix elections and control people, and they're working with authoritarian states from China to the EU, but refuse to work with the U.S. government and the Pentagon in any way.
Well, exactly. I mean, they're the ultimate surveillance technique. So they're for the surveillance state to intrude and impose on people's privacy. But the precondition of their relationship with the government was always that they were not going to use that information for political or partisan purposes. And what the Project Veritas video has documented and substantiated, covered by Fox News yesterday, covered by a wider range of media coverage, covered by local news coverage all across the country, is that basically they are deliberately coordinating and manipulating their algorithms. They even call their algorithm a fairness algorithm, whose sole and whole intention is to manipulate the election and by their own declared announcement to prevent the rise of Trumpism in the United States ever again. And that got the president's attention. And reported that, as the president disclosed, that the Facebook needs to be sued, Google needs to be sued, YouTube needs to be sued, class actions need to come about, class actions need to happen.
And by the way, recap that. I was hitting the cough button to blow my nose and didn't know that it's wired into your mic. We're going to change that. It just cut out a few seconds. You're saying this. We cannot quantify how ultra-massive this is. I mean, I'm trying to explain to people. I don't go on air and say this is Death Star blowing up event, okay? I mean, we have X-Wings in the trench. We are approaching the reactor shaft. You understand? We're fully loaded with photon torpedoes. Okay? And I'm telling you, I've shot swamp rats that are bigger than this port. We can do this, but Trump has to fire the missiles. We can take back Google, take it all back, have a free-for-all of free speech. We're going to win. It's over. We're selling Americana versus globalism and chopping our son's testicles off.
It's basically 1776 all over again, and this is the Boston Tea Party event. So that's what's happened. The Sons of Liberty were organized for years before Boston Tea Party took place and triggered the American Revolution that changed.
We had the committees of correspondence for a decade
Exactly.
By hand, handbills saying what was happening. And people keep thinking, oh, if they censor, we won't have any. Handbills are even more powerful. Hand flyers out. People exactly. are ready, folks.
Besides, and they wouldn't. There wouldn't be this coordinated effort to try to remove anybody from even mentioning your name, mentioning various aspects of the broadcast, people who simply rebroadcast aspects of the broadcast. There wouldn't be this obsession if it wasn't working, if it wasn't being successful. So it's the reason why Google removed Project Veritas' own video exposing Google on YouTube.
It had 1.5 million views, even with a shadow ban, in 12 hours. They banned the thing, and now that's the final symbol with the video, her saying, I'm the head of censorship, Trump will not be reelected. And then now, have you seen her letter where she says it's all fake, it's all deceptively edited, she runs nothing? Which is all lies.
Completely. If that was the case, there would be no need to remove the video. They could just answer it in the public arena. The fact that they're having to resort to these unique, extraordinary censorship attempts and then lie to the world. They go out on Twitter and say they never politically discriminate. Well, that's a legally actionable claim by anybody who then gets discriminated against, because they could, in reliance upon that misrepresentation, continue to use YouTube, when YouTube, in fact, is continually dangerous to free speech in America because of its censorship and election meddling control mechanisms. So you're seeing them continually double down on their deceptions, double down on their perjury before Congress, double down on their false representations to consumers, double down on their false representations to potential business partners, people like Steven Crowder and others. And so there needs to be a coordinated effort. And that's what, when you have the president of the United States calling for a coordinated legal effort against them, which he's doing the parts that he can do in terms of the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission.
And let's be clear again, the fact that these 20 attorney generals are meeting in a couple of weeks, led by Hawley, a former attorney general of Missouri that first took action a few years ago, saw this early on, great guy, smart guy, visionary, understands the key here to communications and free open communications. This is election meddling. And it's like not letting black candidates, you know, buy ads in a newspaper 100 years ago in the South. I mean, this stuff is unbelievable. And now you've got this summit announced in 15, 16 days. And you've got Trump saying it's time for the Justice Department to take action. This is all the signals that they should have backed off. Instead, I've got the articles pouring in. The censorship has gotten worse.
Absolutely.
So their response is, just like she says on the tape, Congress will try to stop us, but we're not going to stop.
Exactly. She made clear that they didn't care about
belligerent.
Absolutely. That they are so arrogant that they believe they are a law unto themselves. And the question is whether that's true or not. Are they? Do they have more power than the president of the United States? Do they have more power than the courts of the United States? Do they have more power than the juries of the United States? Do they have more power than the Congress of the United States? Do they have more power than the Attorney General of the United States? Do they have more power than the Attorney Generals of every state across the country?
By the way, you're hosting tomorrow. I'm going to be hosting tonight and tomorrow night during the debate. You'll be co-hosting. You're going to host the show tomorrow because I'm taking care of some technical things here at the office and some family issues as well that are critical. But I'll still be working tomorrow during the debate, 7 o'clock Central. But I want you to take over during the next segment. It's just a little test for 5 minutes. You're doing a great job, Robert Barnes. I love this guy. Got a great brain. Got to be really good friends with him. Familiar with him for over a decade and his big cases he's won. And, you know, so much more for Wesley Snipes and so many others. But now doing great work for InfoWars. He's going to come back. Then we'll get to some of these calls that are still holding, like Pete and Will, and then we're going to shift gears into all the other news and all the other video clips and things we haven't hit yet. But this is a very exciting time to be alive, folks. We're fighting back, and all their attempts to shut us down have failed thanks to you. But we are in one hell of an intense fight right now, and that's why your word of mouth, I keep saying it because it's the key, overrides the censors, overrides the intel AI. Your human intelligence, HUMAT, the military calls it, can override all of it still. But it's word of mouth. It's using your email. It's using your text messages to say InfoWars.com. They're trying to shut it down because InfoWars has discovered the Chi-Coms in our government, literally. And then NewsWars.com and things you can spread on the major tech platforms. It's not a censor. We'll be right back with Robert Barnes, and I'll be back in your phone call. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The president faces one major threat to his reelection. It's really not the Democrats that are going to be up on the debate stage tonight. It's really not the potential contenders that he could face in the general election. It's not even really the big media defamation and lies and libels that we've seen exposed, the latest one being the nut who reinvented a Law and Order story to accuse falsely the president of sexual assault, probably the 20th or 21st false accusation the president has had to face. It's not the crazy emoluments lawsuit that's trying to pry into the president's private finances. It's not the Democratic Congress's attempts to illicitly obtain his tax return records or other financial records. It's none of those attributes. The biggest threat he faces is what's a front page article on InfoWars Today, which is about the election manipulation that Project Veritas has documented as the overt and express intention of the Google folks running the fairness algorithm over the 2020 election. So Professor Dr. Robert Epstein, which who's referenced and is linked to in the article, has for years been documenting and demonstrating how Google, just by manipulating its algorithms, just by where stories rank in the Google news stories. So if you go to Google and you do a search and you do a search, and remember, there's going to be about 10-20% of the electorate that does not tune in to any sort of news source. If they tune into anything, it's mainstream or establishment news. They'll tune in a transitory way. And increasingly, particularly if they're younger than 50 years old, they'll increasingly go to Google for their news information. And what Dr. Robert Epstein documented in detail was that if Google just had subtle manipulations of its algorithms so that you did in a search for President Trump and the first five articles are negative articles, or you do a Google search for Hillary Clinton in 2016, but it's going to be worse in 2020 given their explicit and express admissions on the undercover videotape documented by James O'Keefe's Project Veritas, what you're going to see is that you're going to see negative information about President Trump and positive information about whoever his Democratic challenger is. And it's that manipulation, subtle, indirect, not overt, not necessarily evident that anyone can see or witness watching it, can influence up to 20% swing in the election. And when you're talking about Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, states where the president won by 1%, half of 1%, 1.5%, that's all that's needed to swing the election. All they need to do is to swing the upper Midwest states, get about 2-3% of the vote to swing. So they already documented that Facebook and Google can simply by recommending people to vote, by choosing to recommend to certain Democratic groups to vote, but not recommending the same to Republican groups, can change turnout and move 1% of the electorate just by that factor. So you add to that their algorithmic manipulation of news stories and events, and the net effect is that they can change the election in Nevada and Arizona and Wisconsin and Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida, and all they need is just about 100,000 or so votes out of 65 million, 130 million plus that will likely be cast. There's projections that there'll be as many as 150 million votes. When you look at it from that standpoint and that perspective, that's the importance of this election manipulation news story that's up on InfoWars Today that goes through the long, that there's been multiple reports of this. There's been reports going back to the 2017 election where the founder of LinkedIn was manipulating election information, creating fake Russian bot accounts to undermine Roy Moore's Senate campaign. There's been allegations that Facebook and Google manipulated algorithms to drive people to negative stories about Senator Moore. That was almost the first test case of how social media could dictate the outcome of a Senate election, even in a conservative Republican state. And if they could achieve it there, then there's arguments that it happened in 2018. Professor Epstein documented how just subtle manipulation of Google's algorithms could move millions and millions of votes. And that by itself can achieve the outcome. So this is the biggest risk the president faces. And that's why the president went on Fox Business News this morning to say legal action needs to be taken. Lawsuits need to be filed against Facebook, against Google, against YouTube, against Twitter for their social censorship, for their election meddling, for their election control. The real collusion is between big tech and big media to defeat the populism that's rising around the world. And as we come into the next segment, we will discuss how those lawsuits can be filed, what lawsuits can be brought about, and what legal change the courts and the juries can provide to bring back election honesty to American political process.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Barnes is our guest. I'm going to get to a few callers that have been holding, and then I'm going to open the phones up again on the topic of Trump announcing a big summit on censorship and how to fight back against it. And, you know, something else is going to happen at that event that I was told about 6 months ago by folks that had a meeting with the head of the campaign, Brad Parcell. And at that meeting, he said, listen, we can try to break them up as antitrust. That'll take a while. We could probably do some injunctions. We could also cut government funding to these groups while they're doing it, like they've done with the universities. We could threaten lawsuits and do those, but that would still take time. They're going to try to bum rush the election. The White House knows what's happening. But the big move would be the president using his bully pulpit to tell all conservatives to move to new platforms. And notice the one that Brad Parcell promoted a few months ago, Parler. Well, Apple announced today it's going to be removed off iTunes unless it starts towing the leftist line. And now when people are about to get an app approved, they openly tell them. In fact, just on Monday, print me the article again, a major life site, major Christian site, one of the biggest, they said, you're banned because you're unscientific and you believe in a God. Now, they would, yes, that actually happened on Monday. You would never do that to a Muslim or a Buddhist. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, co-hosting with me today. Why do you think there's such a hatred of Christians?
I mean, I think it's become, because they're the last sort of institutional source that's counter the sort of leftist cultural narrative. So you look at the attack on Covington, it wasn't a surprise that they targeted Catholic school kids, because one of the last institutions left in America that is a residual resistance to the cultural left's almost monopolistic control over the mind-shaping institutions of the world. You look at big tech, disproportionately controlled by the cultural left. You look at universities and academia and public education, disproportionately controlled by the academic left and the political left and the cultural left. You look at news media, disproportionately journalists. You look at people who self-identify as journalists, but these days are pretty much activists, overwhelmingly identify on the cultural left. You look at people in the entertainment industry, Hollywood, screenwriting, TV, film, books, overwhelmingly on the cultural left. So they have near monopolistic control. They have the same kind of power that the inquisitional Catholic Church had in the 13th, 14th, 15th century in medieval Europe during the Dark Ages, and it was called the Dark Ages for a reason. There was too much monopolistic control by one particular cultural group. And the First Amendment was designed to prohibit that by not allowing for the establishment of religion.
But and don't liberals need a reformation? They become everything they ever claimed they opposed.
Absolutely. They become totalitarian. Really, they've returned to the old communist model, the old Stasi-style model. So what you're seeing is that there was a part of the left that was always totalitarian, authoritarian, control-oriented, monopolistic-oriented. And there was a part of the left that was libertarian, and it was liberty-oriented and individual rights-oriented. That part of the left is almost near dead. You see it in the way the ACLU has abandoned civil liberties and civil rights in a wide range of political causes if it doesn't advance the leftist agenda, whereas they've adapted leftist cases on immigration and other issues that have nothing to do with civil liberties of Americans. It's called the American Civil Liberties Union. It's not the Asylum Civil Liberties Union. It's not the Muslim Civil Liberties Union. There's lots of organizations that represent those individuals and those institutions and those ideas. And yet the ACLU has abandoned its original goals and objectives because the cultural left has basically monopolized so many parts of our legal industry, so much of our practice, so much of our profession, so much of the cultural mindset and ideas that they have adapted and adopted to. And the effect is that basically the cultural right has been left out of the equation. And there's these little institutions that fight back against that. And that's the church, that's the schools that are religiously oriented, or private institutions that are religiously oriented. This is for young people in America, it's the only counterweight to the bombardment that the cultural left imposes in public universities and schools, in news and newsrooms and TV newsrooms and broadcasts, in Hollywood entertainment and TV shows and even video games. It's the reason why Gamergate happened. You had the cultural left try to take over the video gaming culture, and they reacted, and they created actually a spontaneous rebellion of people who've now become young Trumpists on places like Reddit and 4chan because of the resistance to this sort of cultural monopolistic mindset that's very oppressive and authoritarian. It's like watching Chernobyl. It's what happens when you get that sort of governmental control. But what we have is we have de facto monopolistic control by the cultural left and so many institutions that they see their main resistance as
Christian. We really are the new Soviet Union, but it's bigger and nastier because it's America. Powered by Hollywood and the Chi-Coms, it's like a giant metastasizing cancer. It's just, it's foul. I have stacks of articles where mainstream news is publishing stuff where pedophiles are dreaming about having sex with children. It's you read this stuff, and it's like it assaults your brain as an adult. I am raped looking at it. And then the left is just, they have just disintegrated, man.
Oh, completely. And what's happened is they're finding resistance in places they didn't anticipate. So you look at Gamergate. Gamergate unleashed a bunch of young, populist, libertarian-oriented, liberty-oriented individuals who previously were apolitical.
They were in their own fantasy world, thought they were battling, you know, foreign armies and goblins. But then when they realized, oh, there's a real battle space in the internet and on the streets, then they were activated.
Exactly. So people like Sargon of Arcot, people like Milo Yiannopoulos, a lot of them only became famous or became political overtly or publicly because of Gamergate. And Gamergate was just the corruption of the attempted corruption of the gaming journalistic community, and as well the attempts by the cultural left to monopolize one of these last institutions culturally and socially that was a counterweight to their monopolistic.
And the left didn't like it because it was mainly a bunch of guys eating Hot Pockets and making jokes and having fun after work.
Exactly.
And they don't like man caves. They don't like anything. They just...
they want complete control. It's very... It's you go back to the original of the word, the origin of the word, totalitarian. That's what they really are. They're authoritarians as well, but they're really totalitarian. They want total control. Total control.
Omni... God envy. I mean, they want omnipresent control.
Absolutely. They want to replace God. If going back to your original question, why the hostility to Christianity? Two reasons. One, those institutions provide a counterweight to leftist cultural influence in the United States and the Western world, including within the African American and Latino communities. And secondly, they provide a ideological idea that is the idea they want to replace. It's like a popular book called Equus some years ago, where basically the psychological profession is trying to replace priests and replace preachers is the sort of the template of the book or the underlying thematic structure of the book. And you're seeing the same thing happen. The cultural left wants to be God, wants to replace God, and wants to have the power that even God himself has never asserted, which is complete, utter control of a person's thoughts, of a person's ideas, what they read, what they see. You see that in an obsession and in a fear of speech and a fear of debate. They want a safe space exception to the First Amendment freedoms, and even inside the courtroom, even in the public arena, even in YouTube and social media, there's this obsession with control, 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 control. And part of it, it's very Orwellian, and it's Orwellian in ways even Orwell himself could not have imagined or invented.
Well, by the way, and I'm not just saying this, I want to do a whole film on this or a whole special report. Even on leftist YouTube channels, 80% of the comments are against them. But you go to other channels where they're attacking myself or others, so I go check. I'll have to read 10 pages before I find someone going, Alex Jones is a racist or some made up crap, or Alex Jones lost his kids, which isn't true. Literally everyone, and a lot of people are like, hey, I'm not even a conservative, but I like Alex Jones and I like the truth. And people, I think all their attempted censorship has backfired.
Yes, it does. And that's what normally happens. It's the forbidden fruit effect. When you tell people you can't watch something, can't read something, can't hear something, can't see something, can't say something, then I'm always intrigued. Well, what is it you're so scared of? Bad ideas always lose in the public arena. Nobody's really scared. Look at all the people they've deplatformed. Look at who has not been deplatformed at all. David Duke. There's an overt racist. Why? Because he's utterly unpersuasive. You get exposed to David Duke's ideas and you want nothing to do with David Duke or his ideas. So it's popular ideas that are populist.
It's Donald Trump. It's Tucker Carlson. It's Alex Jones. That's what they don't want you to hear.
Exactly. They don't want popular, persuasive arguments to be made. They want to be
that are unifying.
Correct. Exactly. That are humanitarian in origin. That are
classically liberal.
Exactly. In the original constitutional American experience.
So the counterfeit leftists want to get rid of their original liberal.
Absolutely.
The body snatcher always tries to get rid of what it's copying.
Because the original liberal is an ultimate counterweight and contradiction to the modern day cultural left, because it's independent oriented, individual oriented.
Well, take your counterpart, Norm Pattis. He's a famous liberal. He detests the left.
Exactly. And that's increasingly the case. I mean, half the people that are on social media these days that are big Trumpists would have been liberals 10 years ago. It's because people like Dave Rubin, other people, the left has driven them insane and they have no choice but to resist, because the only way to express freedom in the modern world is to resist the cultural left.
We're going to come back and take calls.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please listen. If you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. coming! They're coming! Listen to me!
No,
listen!
Help me!
You're next, please! Please! You're next! We're in danger! Please, listen to me! Something terrible! Please! You're next! Here they are! They're already here! Help! You're next! They're coming! They're coming!
Sleep. The seed is planted.
Sleep. Sleep.
Terror grows.
Sleep. Elizabeth, wake up! Get you when you sleep! Sit up!
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Trump, free all the homies.
It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, f*** you, f*** you, f*** you. How are we gonna get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Watching the midterms, then you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala, they're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You voted Trump! You voted Trump!
Oh, yeah!
For the president. You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I promise next segment, Pete and Will, we're going to get to you. And I'm going to open the phones up again. Take another 6-7 calls. The toll-free number to join us. We'll give that to you right before we go to break here in a moment. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Okay, I've been running around like a one-legged man in the you-know-what contest. That's an ass-kicking contest. Dealing with globalist stuff that's breaking, really good news, really bad news, crazy family stuff. I'm not normally running back and forth, getting back on air late, but those are very important pieces of historical information we just showed. But the time we have left in this segment, I want to be very, very clear about something, because we say a lot of important things here. Everybody knows that. Our callers say amazing things. Our guests say incredible things. The globalists want us off air for a reason. We understand what they're doing. It's not hard to actually figure out. It's just that you've got to come to grips with how evil they are. And that takes some getting used to by people that aren't evil, inherently. As the Bible says, we all inherently are sinners and fallen, but we're pointed at God, we want to be good. No, these people want to be bad. And Our greatest attribute of all my problems, because my God, this show's a train wreck a lot of the time, not because of the crew. This is the best crew I've ever had, best crew in live radio and TV. Nothing else exists like this but me. I'm a train wreck sometimes. But the reason they hate us is we're telling the truth, but most importantly, there's a sense of urgency. And I am a little bit wired on air. I am a little bit hysterical. I can sit out in the hot, hot sun and don't sweat. I start thinking about world government and pedophile rings coming out in the open and open borders and Islamic invasion. I start sweating when I think about what the costs are and what the stakes are. That's why this is such an incredible time, that we get that sense of urgency so people adapt and overcome, not adapt by submitting, as the globalists have said they want you to do. So listen, you don't have to buy a thing from InfoWars. Those that do, I thank you. They're great products. You're getting a great product. But your word of mouth is the most important thing, because that's how we get the story out of what's really unfolding, the globalists and their plan and how to stop them. And the story is true, and the story is accurate. The story is riveting, and people hear it, and they understand it because they've already seen it in their own lives. And so that's why I'm asking everyone on your email, on your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your YouTube, on your everywhere, send out Clown World, one word, clownworld.us. That's a website for the Democratic National debates tonight and tomorrow night. We're going to cover live with the live feed right there with backup links. And here's the great part about clownworld.com. The leftists are command and control. They get their orders from up on top, and it takes a few weeks to roll down. This URL is not going to be banned right now. This URL is not blocked right now. So you can go on Twitter, you can go on Facebook and say, man, did you hear about Clown World? It's two nights only. Did you hear about Clown World? It's going to be incredible. And just pass it on, clownworld.us, and just get it out. Tell people word of mouth at work. Hey, tonight I'm going to go to my smart TV or whatever. I'm going to type in clownworld.us, and I'm going to see this forbidden thing I'm not supposed to watch. We're supposed to take them serious saying the world's ending in 11 years, and take them serious when they say there's 50 genders, and take them serious when they say that white people are inherently evil. And it's white people saying it. I agree that's an evil white person, but white people aren't inherently evil. Neither are black people. I believe in Martin Luther King and common sense. That's why it's so big. Spread the link. Clown World. Clown World. It's a clown's world. We're only in it until we take action. Clownworld.us. Clownworld.us. Whatever you do, send that link to the four corners of the planet. We'll be right back with Robert Barnes, your phone calls, and a lot more.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Think about this, ladies and gentlemen, because I keep going back to this because it's everything. You're the reason we're here. You keep the ship afloat, and you keep America and the idea of freedom afloat. They want to extinguish the idea of life being sacrosanct, the fact that children shouldn't be sexualized. That's now mainstream. You are the resistance. And the fact that we don't want to be the news every day. There's probably 20 news articles I'm in today in major national publications that I can't even take time to read because so much is happening. Look at this. Bloomberg. Alex Jones and Milo Yiannopoulos will want to keep a close eye on this court case involving Facebook. A Polish group is suing Facebook for private censorship in a potentially landmark case. This is being brought by the government. Big Bloomberg article. Hillary comes out, attacks me. Says, oh, she doesn't watch Trump because he's, you know, InfoWars. They understand, folks, that we are the operating system. And I want to explain, I didn't plagiarize the Americana operating system. I was born out of it just like you were, and I love it, and it's who I am. But I absolutely am a proselyte out there promoting it and believing in it because it's light years better than the globalist system. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer.
Well, it's amazing is that you may have more freedom in Poland than you do in the United States as it applies to big tech. So Poland is protecting people's rights to free speech better then right now the United States is protecting people's right to free speech. So you're seeing that, in fact, that's the reason why you had the president today announce that there needed to be a legal war on social media and the big tech giants for their attempts to manipulate now elections. They've been manipulating speech for the purposes of manipulating thought, manipulating ideas, but the ultimate objective was always to manipulate elections. And the InfoWars audience and the InfoWars network was at the tip of the spear and foreshadowed that this was going to be occurring. They didn't do this just, they didn't come after InfoWars solely to stop at InfoWars. They did this to keep going further, broader, wider, to have complete control of people's thoughts and ideas, because it's a totalitarian mindset of these big tech monopolists built very much on a Chinese social credit model system rather than the American liberty system.
So let me ask you this. Now they've been caught red-handed over and over again, and it's been made personal and specific, and it's the head person over censorship. She's now trying to deny that. It's ridiculous. We're going to go to some calls here in a moment. What do they counterstrike with now, with the 20 attorney generals set to meet in less than 2 weeks in Omaha, Nebraska, as you said? Strangely enough, I was going to be there then. I'm not sure now. This is weird. I was going to be there on something else, but now this is cropped up. I may still go there, but what do you make of that? What do you make of what's unfolding here? What do you make of Trump in this summit now drawing attention to this? That means he's about to take action. Okay, how does he take action? How would you advise the president to take action? We'll do that next segment, but just briefly, how do you take action? How do they counterstrike?
There need to be a collective aggregate set of legal actions brought. So you have the FTC bringing its investigation, the Department of Justice doing its investigation, the state attorney generals doing their investigation. You have the various lawsuits that are currently pending by James Damore against internal employee misconduct against those employees by Google and others. What there needs to be, you have PragerU that has brought a legal action that's probably going to be tough to bring, but may have success. What there need to be is additional class actions brought against these big social media giants and big tech giants for their social media manipulation, not only for their participation and facilitation of defamation against people that they have deplatformed. The way in which they manipulate their algorithms is, according to even a high-ranking prior Google counsel in an article written by a Skadden Arps associate who was in Skadden Arps worked for Google and other big tech
giants. Their Achilles heel.
Exactly. So there needs to be a multi-flanked attack from all sides and all angles.
State attorney generals, private citizens, governments, attorney generals, activists, boycotts, physical demonstrations. And by the way, I didn't even know this. Please print me that. Newswars.com. They just quarantined the Donald. They just quarantined the most popular subreddit. Election meddling, Reddit quarantines the Donald Forum on first night of presidential debates so that, again, we can't get out there with our commentary and have memes. They have big studies that 4chan, the Donald, and, of course, they also said InfoWars, is where the main countervailing resistance of talking points. And the talking points just come from common sense and what the listeners and the guests say. And the organic, they want a centralized telling us, those were great debates. Communism sounds wonderful. Free healthcare, free housing, free everything, free education. It sounds wonderful. This is insane.
Well, it'll be very interesting tonight to see how much there's actually any meaningful disagreement and any meaningful dissension between the Democratic candidates. And it's clear they don't want, the president's going to be live tweeting it. But that's why they took down the Reddit Project Veritas yesterday and the day before to try to limit the exposure of these.
Oh, there's no
ideas.
Doubt now they're on a total warpath to shut down Trump's base.
Exactly.
So Trump either is a lunatic and is overconfident, or he's been bought off by him. And I know that's not the case, because I know insiders. Trump does not take money from anybody.
I think Trump really believed that they would not act irrationally against their own self-interest, that when they saw the legal threats of the antitrust action, of Senator Hawley's legislation, of the Damore legislation.
Oh, he can't believe it?
Exactly. He's totally shocked.
That's what the Pentagon goes, hey, we're not perfect, but we're the good guys. You were built here. We let you be billionaires and 100 billionaires. We don't come take it from you like China would. Why are you going to China and being state run? What are you doing? Are you insane?
I think people are shocked by the degree of arrogance. What you have in big tech is a bunch of like big babies.
A bunch of people worth $100 billion who literally were raised to hate America.
They're big babies that have become big bullies because they've been so protected. Remember,
sorry for stepping on your line. I'm going to make a one-minute ad out of this. What has Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they face no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the public officials that care about this, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression.
And let's be absolutely crystal clear here. Big railroads and big steel and big oil had Pinkerton security, killed thousands, were horribly corrupt, gouged small-time farmers, ran all sorts of scams. But they weren't reading all your mail. They didn't know what bra size your wife wears or what size tampons and what you like to watch porn-wise. They didn't know what was in your bank account. They didn't know what God you worship or don't worship. This is omnipresent level abuse. And coupled with the monopolies, it is the ultimate Mark of the Beast style nightmare system. And remember, InfoWars was the vanguard of being banned first, the most banned, and at the vanguard of fighting it. Because we are the vanguard. You are the vanguard. Step into the history, folks. I don't sit here and go, oh, great, I'm famous, or oh, great, I'm infamous. I've got to make it to the end. We've got to win for our children. We're fighting pure evil. We're going to put this out as a 4-minute promo. This is powerful, Robert. Finish up, and I swear on a stack of Bibles, Pete and Will and everybody will go to you when we come back. Go ahead.
InfoWars is the InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world. And that's the reason why, because it created this little D democratic experiment, an independent free press, independent free speech of ordinary Americans coming together collectively and aggregately through their financial support of InfoWars to make real the original promise of an independent free press, to make real the actions of independent free speech in our electoral arena, in our social and cultural influential arena, that shapes people's minds, shape people's thoughts, to where you can choose your own news and your own views and share and spread those with the rest of the world. That is why it was the target for a totalitarian, authoritarian, control-oriented, big tech, big media
collusion. They used our openness as our weakness.
Precisely. It's real collusion. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts
and then
ideas.
The whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening. She wrote this article. She waited 2 days to do it. PsyOps wrote it. After we take calls, we'll read it. And she says, I don't work there. I don't have power. This is all made up. It's like the greatest gaslighting I've ever seen in my life.
No doubt, because just several days ago, she admitted and confessed it was true and that Project Veritas just got her. It's a 25-minute interview. It's not being taken out of context like the many comments and statements they've tried to attribute to you.
It's like saying, I kidnapped the woman, I raped her and tortured her, I buried her, and I videotaped it. And I was like, well, that's not me on the video.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
Good luck, you chicken neck leftist Chi-Com sellout. You dirtbag, you bet on the wrong country, wench.
The Alex Jones Show.
Woo. Just a good old boy.
I love me some Waylon Jennings.
Never meaning no harm.
Been in trouble with the law.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Good stuff.
Straightening the curve.
I am definitely going to listen to some Merle Haggard today.
Climbing the hill.
Yeah, someday the mountain might get them.
Someday the mountain might get them.
But the law never will.
Making their way the only way they know how.
But that's just a little bit more.
That's just a little bit more.
You know I'm a good old boy. My mama loves me. Robert Barnes is here. I promise we're going to Pete and Will. By the way, anybody that holds over an hour, I have a new rule. It's an old rule, but it drives the folks answering the phones crazy, but they love to do it. Anybody holds over an hour, they get a free T-shirt. And that means a free Clown World. 5,000 are being printed. Limited edition. It's being printed in Pennsylvania right now. In fact, I'm told they're done. The 18-wheeler's on its way. So when I said 2 weeks for delivery, probably a week and a half, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, Clown World, 5,000 shirts, helps fund the InfoWar. It's nice, soft fabric, nice printing in America. The shirts cost us like $7-$8. At $12 we make, really funds the operation. Clown World T-shirt. White shirt says Clown World with the world as a clown. InfoWars.com on the back. It shows the two-night debates and the clowns. Brought to you by InfoWars.com. That's, in fact, that's an old graphic right there. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you'll see the actual print that it's going to be. Yeah, click the backside of that for folks so they can see it. Thank you. So TV viewers can see it. Radio listeners, go to InfoWarsStore.com. And everyone that, again, gets one of the shirts will have a collector's item the globalists really aren't going to like. Because Facebook, again, has banned anyone calling Democrats clowns or saying honk, honk. I'm not joking. Look it up with a straight face. They're saying it. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. But both Will and Pete, who've been holding for over an hour, get a free clown world of their size. We'll give you your name, your address, your mailing address, and we will give it to the customer service. And you will be put in to get your free clown world shirt. Thank you for holding. Pete in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. First time listener, long time caller. First time caller, long time listener. I think what the main problem is with taking down the technocrats is they essentially are the deep state because they give all their data and information to the CIA and the NSA. I think I've even heard on your show that Facebook got some of their startup money from government.
Oh, it was more than that. The day that the CIA Facebook shut down was the day the new Facebook started. Zuckerberg is a complete Bilderberg front. The whole thing is the deep state. But that doesn't mean the whole, and I'm not lionizing the CIA. It doesn't mean the whole CIA are bad people. It means they use the CIA power and the tentacles and the system, these globalists do to control us. Hell, I mean, I knew a lot of people growing up that had been in defense intelligence and Army Special Operations back before it had names like Delta Force and government assassins and all that. They were super patriot Americans that would not cheat on their taxes and went to church twice a week and had gardens and gave their money to charity. But that's the backbone that made America so strong. It's the criminals using these agencies for evil. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's the guys at top that are really criminals. I mean, they've been compromised. They've allowed these so-called private companies to operate. They're not really private companies because they're embedded with the deep state government. But they allow them to operate. And we know that the left is all about loving the government and wanting to expand their power. And all this
Let's stuff. Be clear. They don't love the government. They love being in government and having power. They love ill-gotten power. How would you describe the leftist versus a liberal? As PragerU does a great breakdown, that a liberal 200 years ago would be a right-wing extremist today.
No doubt. The leftists love statism. So they love statism only for their own particular pernicious purposes. But they are easily in bed with the state. And so to give some backstory...
But notice they don't want the state protecting free speech, though.
Oh, exactly. Oh, no.
Which is one of its only roles.
The goal is to be an instrument of totalitarianism, of cultural mindset, thought control. But to give an example to what the caller is calling in about, I was a part of a tech company, young tech company in the 90s when Microsoft had a similar deal with the government. And what happened is Microsoft betrayed their deal with the government, did a backdoor. They didn't disclose to the Department of Defense. And I remember meeting with a bunch of defense folks in the 90s talking about how upset they were when they discovered this. What's happened is big tech has done the same thing.
But they much bigger.
Exactly. They burned one of their last bridges by going into bed with the Chinese. And by going into bed with the Chinese, who the Defense Department and our intelligence apparatus.
Let's be clear, with the Politburo.
Exactly. I mean, basically,
the parasites that sit on top of the Chi-Coms.
It's the equivalent of enabling the KGB during the Soviet era or the Stasi.
It'd be like
the
turning Graham Bell over to the KGB in 1955.
Exactly. And once they did that, they burned a bridge with someone they cannot rebuild that bridge with. And so once that's the reason for they don't have the political protection they normally would
have.
They
used to have it. They came out of DARPA. They came out of the advanced research laboratories, and then they tried to crap all over it. It's over. You're done, Google. You're just being strung out and hung. You think that's the only footage we've got, you dumb pieces of crap?
In fact, there's going to be more and more and more. Project Veritas has reported they have had 24 different whistleblower reports just in the last 2 days since James O'Keefe was on this broadcast.
Listen, Trump's ready to punch a button and release all the Chi-Com payoffs to these people.
Oh, I mean, and there's
Trump punches a button, the army will go slit every one of their throats in 1 hour. I say, why wait? Why string them along? But I get it. Trump wants to slowly roast them.
Their corporate existence sits on a very weak foundation at this point because
every Google executive has an army officer waiting to go slit their throat. And that's not a threat. They don't get it. You're going to work with the Chi-Coms that killed 150 million people? You're going to piss all over America? You're a foreign enemy now, jackass. You are an espionage operator. You're attempting to take us over, and you are done. Thank you, Pete. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Will in Florida. Make sure Pete gets his free T-shirt. Will, go ahead. You're on the air.
First time listener, first time caller, and praying for you and InfoWars. My quick question is, why is Trump taking so long to put the military on the board? He has executive power to do it.
He's been heating up for it, and he's got it under the Constitution. He put some there, but when they didn't give him the $12 billion he needed, only $1 billion, we see it's a crisis. That's a good question. Why hasn't he gone to the full national emergency that's totally constitutional when it comes to a border?
What he wanted is the Mexican army to do it first, and then for
which
him
they've
to be,
done 14,000.
Yes, exactly, they're putting 14,000 people on the border. He wants more Mexicans.
Which shows he's very judicious. He doesn't want the big power grab to show his big stick. He's really trying every option first.
Exactly, and he needs to do that because he needs so that when he uses the ultimate option, it's seen as a last resort and that he tried everything else. Because otherwise, the left and the media would love to make this it look like a militarization of the border and make the militarization of the border sound scary and dangerous. People need to be calling for it and demanding it in such a way.
Yeah, what's scary and dangerous is 100,000 people every few weeks with little kids that are kidnapped and no one knows who the hell they are.
Exactly. Not only that, it's become big business. As you know, the second Sicario movie made reference to it. It's one where even Hollywood is conceding that
the price has gone up from $2,000 to $6,000 to be brought across.
Exactly. It is more profitable
in 1 year.
Exactly. More profitable for the cartels to bring people across the border than it is to bring drugs across the border. That's how it's become big business. The cartels are in deep business with it. And that's why unless the president gets Mexico to take proactive action and continue to take proactive action, the ability for even militarization of the border to work is in doubt.
And by the way, for radio listeners, you're 80% of our audience. That headline, 80% of Central American women, girls are raped. Amnesty International, Huffington Post, Senate report 3 years ago, Obama knowingly let tens of thousands of children be kidnapped and trafficked in. Senate report. This isn't a joke. So you sign on for an open border, folks. You sign on for kidnapped, sex trafficked children, some of which are, who are snuffed.
Yeah, you sign up for, there was a great movie years ago called El Norte that documented in Spanish the horrific experience of the people doing human trafficking and people doing smuggling of individuals into the country. And they're almost all lied about. I mean, that's one of the things that came up about the cartels. There was actually a sort of a lefty-leaning Mexican-American reporter that was on Joe Rogan a couple of weeks ago, and he detailed what the caravans disclosed, that the caravans were misled, they were lied to in Guatemala and Honduras. They were told they were—
Who was that guy? We should get him on. That was a powerful interview with Joe, dude. I saw that.
It was very good. In fact, what he pointed out, it was, you know, in Tijuana, they were putting up hats called Make Tijuana Great Again. I mean, they were mirroring and mimicking Trump's behavior, not attacking.
Because you get it. Hundreds of thousands are coming through your town, kidnapping your kids as a way to get across the border. People are pissed.
Exactly. Either people have been lied to get to this part of the process, or they're just involved in illicit smuggling. Many of the children did not volunteer for this at all. They often don't have any parental relationship to what's taking place. And releasing them, the reason why they're being detained rather than released is because if they're released, they were subject to more abuse. That's what got documented.
You're right. Here's the interview. It's Ed Calderon with Joe Rogan. And look, it's sad. Only 160,000 views. I went on, had 40 million views. That guy deserves 40 million views. It's a very good interview.
Absolutely. He documents and details what's really been happening. There's no effort. The president isn't against the people that are coming across the border. He's against the illicit use of attempts to access our country illegally with the help of cartels that only enrich cartels, that engage in human trafficking, sexual abuse.
That's right. Will, stay there. I want you to finish up and get his name and number and address. He's getting that free Clown World shirt. There's only 5,000 of them. 1,000 have already sold. InfoWarsStore.com.
I know you loved him a long time ago.
Not only do we play Keith Whitley from the early 90s, yeah, the voice is good as George Strait, we play the super cheesy mullet videos.
You still want him, I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Google head.
Starting this time. That your mail
and their AI doesn't get our jokes. That's why they get really pissed. They're like, we got to ban memes outright. AI can't understand it.
Hold me tonight.
Don't close your eyes.
Don't close your
eyes. I never really run into women closing their eyes. Don't close your eyes.
Don't close your eyes.
Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy.
Darling, just once let yesterday go,
and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Hey, AOC, just join capitalism in America. Just stop hating, stop being a racist. We love you, sweetheart. Or go to Venezuela, get the hell out of here. We got open arms for you, sweetheart. AOC used to be a good-looking girl. Now she looks like a meth head. It's AOC right now. You're a radio listener. You're like, what the hell are we talking about? Baby.
Baby, I've been a fool.
Baby, I've been a fool.
Holding on all this time.
Oh, there she is. She's pretty good-looking back then. Before 200 hits of ecstasy, thousands of lines of methamphetamine.
Knowing he's in your mind.
Hundreds of eight balls.
But I keep hoping someday.
Texas is waiting for you, sweetheart. It's okay.
That you'll see the light.
And you'll find more love, AOC.
Let it be me tonight.
Don't close your eyes, AOC. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's Che Guevara in some fantasy.
Let it be me.
Don't pretend it's Fidel Castro in some fantasy.
Darling, just once
let yesterday go, and you'll find Hugo Chavez like you've never known.
Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. And
don't close your eyes. All right, I'm sorry. Will in Florida finishing up. Will, we really appreciate you during that music video. What else do you want to say about Trump taking military action?
Yeah, I really appreciate you in InfoWars. Trump has the power go to straight to the source of these people funding the problem in the first place, like George Soros. Why he don't have a special team to lock his ass up and the people that are doing this stuff.
Well, you know what it is. Soros is high-level globalist CIA. So he's got all the dirt. He helped overthrow the Soviet Union. So he knows where all the bodies are buried. And so if we try to do that, he'll expose a bunch of people in government. That's why everybody's going after Trump. Not that Trump did anything wrong, but if Trump goes after them, they'll expose all the other corrupt people. I just say, let's just get it all out in the open. What do you think, Barnes?
I mean, I think there's a lot of allegations concerning George Soros' manipulation of currencies. He's gotten rich off of arguably manipulating currencies and manipulating politics.
When I close my eyes, though, I think about him.
Well, I mean, I think the nature of it, he's...
Imagine a George Soros sex doll. Sorry.
I don't want to imagine that. There's certain things that are probably best beyond the imagination. I think Soros' involvement, it's like the Koch brothers, as Tucker Carlson called them out the other day, that you have people who are billionaires, who have political influence and have a long history of manipulating politics for their own political, economic purposes. And I think there's allegations of that concerning Soros, and there's no evidence that he's been meaningfully investigated.
But nobody can doubt he's a sexy man.
I think maybe some people, but I have no comment.
I'm into prunes. I'm joking.
Okay.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yes. Yeah.
Keith Whitley taking us out. One more segment with calls, and Mike Adams takes over. Matt, Jeff, Jason, Jerome,
Don't
Jefferson, get ready. Let it be me.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Harping on the wars we fight.
Harping on the wars we fight. Griping about the way things ought to be.
And I don't mind them switching sides.
I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things
they believe in. All right, Will, we appreciate your call. We got Robert Barnes here. Mike Adams is about to take over. And we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with the debate coverage. An hour before, throughout the debate, the biggest clown show on earth, clownworld.us. is the feed you can send out that won't be censored like InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, censored a little bit more, but not as much as InfoWars.com. Just clownworld.us, everyone on your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube, your email address. Say, hey, here's the forbidden footage of Clown World. We'll have three teams on the ground with live coverage. We'll have our coverage here in studio. We'll have special guests. Robert Barnes is going to be here tonight. Two nights only, the Democratic National Debate. All right, Will, thank you so much for the call from Florida. Let's go ahead and take more calls here with Robert Barnes. Let's talk to, who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to Jeff in the great land of Canada. Oh, Canada, thank you for joining us. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, a point that you made a lot of times, Trump seems to act when it happens to him or it's in his face. What about, sorry, I'm working here, a little winded. What about Trump getting on all sorts of social media, like anything that is social media, and having a team of people monitor it, and then have a whistleblower line that if something gets retweeted directly from the president, then it's reported back to him?
No, I agree. And you know, here's the deal. I don't want to say Trump's a megalomaniac or an egomaniac, because he's not, but he's definitely an alpha male. He doesn't like seeing America getting pissed on, so he has to get into the persona of fighting to do it. I understand that procedure. I do that myself, because it's a mission, so you have to step into that office to charge up to do it. You're not doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for everybody, but you better damn well be scary and powerful to get the job done. Barnes has made this point. It's true. Whenever Trump learned that they were specifically banning us so he wouldn't support Trump, he took that as a personal thing and banned, you know, when they banned my name. I'm kind of butchering this. And it's the same thing now. When Trump understands, hey, Google particularly says you're going to lose, he understands they're gunning for him. And you know, before he's like, oh, they're pathetic, I'll defeat them. But now he gets, no, really, they're already beating you, buddy. So stop denying it. Go after them.
No doubt. I mean, it was a major mistake on Google's part to personalize it and to admit that. And it was a great achievement of James O'Keefe and Project Veritas to make it clear to the president that this is about him. It's broader than him. It's not only about him, but it's also clearly, specifically targeting him. And that put a degree of awakeness and alertness that's necessary. And to the caller's question, the White House has established a petition online so that people can report any degree of social media censorship, social media manipulation. And the caller's right. The president should reinstigate that, should reinitiate it, should remind people of it, should expand its scope to apply to election meddling, to false news stories being promoted, to people being recommended. For example, just on Twitter, when Senator Cruz and a few other people noted that they were being recommended solely liberal people, and I made the same point, the next day, all of a sudden, Twitter was doing honest recommendations.
That's right. They know when they're being watched, they change. We pointed out that Google for months was only listing negative stuff about me, so they changed for a while, only because they're under investigation. And I want to be clear about this. We have got to get Trump to go after them completely, because, look, I'm going to let out some inside baseball here, because the Democrats all know this. The audience needs to know it, okay? So I'm not speaking out of turn here. There's not some big conspiracy against the left. They have a conspiracy against us, but that's forcing us to get organized. So I'm going to tell people a big story here. The White House knew about what Veritas was going to release a month ago. And the White House knows what's coming next. And you don't just think O'Keefe now is doing this on his own. No, ladies and gentlemen. So O'Keefe is highly respected. His crew is highly respected. There are great infiltrators. And Trump is doling all this out. I want to say to the president, I know you're smart, I respect you, but we don't have time to marinate these steaks before they're put on the grill. We need to stop this censorship now. We need to go after them now. I understand you want to make it a big campaign issue and then fry them during the middle of the election and point out that they're the ones that are meddling, not the Russians. I get it. I think you shoot when the powder's dry, you can see the whites of their eyes. They're on top of us running daggers into us. We're not shooting at them at 200 yards politically. They're on top of us. We're in hand-to-hand combat here. And so I know you've been tricked into, because your bureaucrats are scared of Google and don't want to take action. Oh, just wait, sir. We've got them. Yes, wait. Have these summits and have the attorney generals and do all this. No, you must act now.
No doubt. I think the president believed he slightly underestimated them the way he did the deep state. So the Mueller investigation, he initially thought, well, look, they'll realize I'm innocent. This is complete nonsense. This is gibberish. It'll be done with. And then he saw it go on for 2 years, manipulated to get past the elections, to help influence the elections.
And this is bigger than Russiagate. I think clearly censorship, Russia gets the distraction.
No doubt. It was always a fake story. Everybody knew it was always a fake story. The only thing that can prevent his reelection is big tech election meddling and manipulation. That's it. As long as he gets ahead of the curve on that, and I think he's just been slow to the wake up. He thought, look, they'll do the economically rational thing. They'll do the business smart thing. I'll stir up a hornet's nest and they'll realize they need to back down. And instead, all he did was go up another notch and go up another notch and go up another notch. He does recognize that certain people only respect power.
It's like the Google lady says, she's the head of censorship. She says, Congress will try to stop us. We're not going to stop.
Exactly.
Well, we'll remove your ass then.
They committed perjury last year, blatantly, openly, and brazenly in front of the world.
And look at this chicken neck twit. She's an authoritarian witch that thinks she's going to squat on us and piss on us. No, you're not, lady.
And she was so at ease with her discussion and conversation. It exposed the degree to which they are truly committed.
Well, she's in a public place bragging about overthrowing elections?
Exactly. And this is
wow.
And this isn't the first time they've been caught in some manner. I mean, Twitter was caught. Other people have been caught by Project Veritas. So this was just the key. This is the biggest election meddling influencer because they own all of Google, which is 92% of all searches, and they own all of YouTube, which is over 75% of all video searches.
And she thinks that she's sitting in San Francisco around a bunch of, you know, men that have had their testicles cut off surgically that she's safe. No, you're not, witch. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in New Mexico. You're on the air with Robert Barnes with He's Ready for War. Mike Adams in the bullpen about to rage forth. Go ahead, Jason.
Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, good deal. He who controls the language controls the law and the learning. And in regards to the censorship and what Google has done, originally I was calling to see what happened to the footage that you did regarding the Obama deception too. But then as I'm listening to you guys, I started to wonder, did Google actually, you know, and Facebook, all of this, did they do that to help Obama actually get elected back to 2008 because he came out of nowhere? And if they could, like they say, program people to like somebody or, you know, suggest, I guess, insights or things of that nature.
Oh, you're right. Google admits in internal emails that came out in WikiLeaks that they installed Obama. But again, the system did by running McCain and Romney against him. It was even more fixed than that.
Well, and Facebook admitted they had special meetings with the Obama 2008 campaign committee, and that was their great shock. They thought social media would be leveraged by big tech in favor of the same cultural, social, political left that dominates those industries. And they were shocked to see Trump reverse the script, because Trump sort of followed the InfoWars template and remodeled that across the social media space and was able to break into the political spectrum and the political scene and defeat both the deep state and big tech using big tech's own weapons.
That's right. So where do you think this is going, Jason?
Well, it's clear, like you said earlier, they have declared open war against the American people, and not only just American people, but American companies, American business. If they have the power to influence what you think, Mr. Jones, what you can say, or classify you with a broad brush saying, oh, hate speech, well, now they're bigger than any government and any, like you say, any country. They have more money than these countries. So how do we remove them? Let's shut them all down, because they have declared war on not just American people, but our ideas, our principles.
I agree. Guys, get Jason's number. If he can do it, not this Saturday, but next, I want him to be on the new show I do every week with callers. Get Jason's number and info. Great job. Robert Barnes, amazing. Tonight, we'll have coverage 7 p.m. Central of the debates. Please join us, folks.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back to the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams stepping in here for the rest of this hour with additional analysis of the censorship catastrophe that is taking place, the suppression and oppression of the freedom to think and the freedom to speak. Now, it's been an amazing couple of days. America owes a great amount of gratitude to James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. He is I mean, Trump should give him the congressional or the, I mean, I'm sorry, the presidential medal of some kind. I mean, I understand he's not a military combat person, but as a journalist, he deserves some kind of presidential recognition for his work, because it's extraordinary. And he is outdoing virtually every other journalist in America today with his investigations. There are many other notable journalists who are also doing wonderful work. Sarah Carter, John Solomon, the entire InfoWars crew, many independent media investigators and so on. But James O'Keefe just stands apart with his investigation, because what he has uncovered is so extraordinary. The realization is so extraordinary that I've got to bring you this additional analysis and suggest some actions that I believe President Trump must take in order to restore fairness and freedom of speech to all Americans. Now, these are my own recommendations. I do not speak on behalf of InfoWars with these suggestions or Alex Jones. This is my own personal view, which of course will be attacked, but here's what I think. I think that since Google has been engaged in election meddling since at least 2017, let's say January of 2017, when they decided to clamp down on all conservative speech, and they decided internally, we now know because of Jen Janai and others speaking out, sometimes not knowing they were being recorded, we now know that Google was conspiring to make sure that Trump could never be elected again, or anyone like Trump could never be elected again. And they've been doing this, suppressing elections, suppressing our republic, destroying democracy. They've been doing this for over 2 years. I believe that President Trump should seize the Google.com domain name and put Google in a penalty box for 2 years. For every year that Google has been engaged in election meddling and the suppression of free speech, Google should serve a penalty for an equal duration of time. So I believe, again, President Trump should order the State Department or the DOJ to seize Google.com for 2 years, which means shutting down all Google services for the next 2 years as a penalty for their efforts to carry out a massive criminal coup, a criminal conspiracy against this republic, against the United States. They tried to overthrow our president. They have suppressed the basic human rights of the American people. The right to speak, the right to think, the right to read or share or watch something is a basic human right. You know, you've got AOC crying at the border with her staged photo op, you know, tears and everything. And she's crying about human rights. What about the human rights of us in America who are being suppressed and mentally caged every single day by Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and the other tech giants? That must be stopped. And it is time, in my opinion, for President Trump to order the seizure of those domain names on a temporary basis, only for the duration of time those companies have engaged in this massive conspiracy to meddle in U.S. elections. Because remember, we heard from the media for the last 2 years that it's horrific that they say Russia meddled with elections. And they say that must be stopped. And Robert Mueller even issued criminal indictments against some Russian companies that ran a few thousand dollars worth of ads on Facebook at one point. But the left says it's wrong to meddle in U.S. elections. And I agree, that is wrong. But what about when Google does it? And Google admits they've been doing it, or at least their executives admit it. Shouldn't those people be criminally indicted in the same way that Robert Mueller indicted the Russians for committing massive fraud? That's in Robert Mueller's words, committing a fraud against the United States of America. Hasn't Google committed fraud against the United States of America? Hasn't Facebook done the same thing? Hasn't Twitter done the same thing? Why isn't Jack Dorsey being indicted and arrested and prosecuted for criminal fraud? Why aren't the CEOs and top managers of Google, like this Jen Janai character, why isn't she being prosecuted, indicted, charged with carrying out a massive fraud against the United States of America? Because in my view, they have clearly engaged in that behavior, and it must be prosecuted. It must be stopped. Now, perhaps Trump is getting to that point eventually, but I agree with what Alex Jones said earlier, and Robert Barnes as well. Trump cannot sit on his laurels here and just wait. He cannot be slow to the... We, the people, are being suppressed and cut off every single day. We are having our speech rights destroyed. We are being economically sabotaged every day. The president will not win re-election if these tech giants are allowed to continue suppressing the basic human rights of the American people. So that's, again, that's my view on that issue. It's time to seize those domain names and put them in the penalty box for 2 years and show them that you cannot violate the rights of the American people. Now, moving on, I warned many months ago that the censorship was going to target not just political speech, but that it was going to target natural health speech, that anyone who talked about organics or clean food or anti-cancer foods, natural remedies, nutritional supplements, anything of this kind, that those individuals and those websites would also be targeted and terminated with extreme censorship. And that is exactly what has happened. And I want to mention Monday, Dr. Mercola, he put out a warning on Mercola.com that Google has destroyed 99% of his search engine traffic. We cover a story on that on Natural News. We cited Joseph Mercola, Dr. Mercola, and his, what you can only call extreme frustration with Google. I know Dr. Mercola. I know he has spent many, many years investing in pay-per-click advertising. He's invested in high-quality content to attract readers and viewers to his website through organic search engine results. His website used to be some of the top rankings for searches like type 2 diabetes or heart disease. It's very difficult to get top rankings for those terms. In fact, Mercola.com had very prominent rankings across all health topics. Well, that has been destroyed by Google. So Google has committed economic sabotage against Mercola.com in the exact same way Google has committed sabotage against Natural News or InfoWars or any other person. And there were a lot of people out there for a long time who said, oh, they're just going to target you for being a Trump supporter. Or I was told, we're being targeted because we oppose transgender predators who are trying to indoctrinate children. I was told many times by many different people, stop talking about transgenderism and you'll have your speech restored. You won't be banned. Of course, I said, no way. I'm not going to stop talking about it because that's child abuse. It's child mutilations. I cannot be silent on this issue. I want to protect children. But the truth is, Google and Facebook and Twitter are coming after everybody who's talking about healthy living, nutrition, GMOs, vaccines, anti-cancer foods, all these topics. Everybody is being targeted now, not just political speech. Much more straight ahead. Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Okay, welcome back to InfoWars 4th Hour. Mike Adams filling in today. A couple of things coming up that I'd like to share with you. Of course, tonight at 7 p.m. Central, we've got the InfoWars coverage of the Clown World Democratic debates. Sure to be plenty of comedy there. The website that you can go to watch that live coverage is clownworld.us. So put that on your calendar, 7 p.m. Central tonight, clownworld.us. Also, Clown World t-shirts are available now, a very limited number. These are sure to be popular, almost rare t-shirts. They're from the InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com. Clown World t-shirts available now, and there are also some 4th of July specials that are available through the InfoWars store. Support this network through your product purchases and also show your patriotism and show your commitment to freedom of speech by supporting InfoWarsStore.com. One other announcement. I've been invited to be a keynote speaker at the upcoming True Legends Conference in Branson, Missouri. That's being put on by Steve Quayle and his associates. I'm speaking there about terraforming of planet Earth, the depopulation agenda, and preparing planet Earth for the post-human era. I'll be the keynote speaker Friday evening, September 13th. You can learn more information at gen6.com. That's like Genesis 6. It's all spelled out, G-E-N-S-I-X.com. That's the first live appearance I will have made in 3 years. by the way, should be very interesting. So those are, that's a little rundown of some things that are going on right now. Got a lot to share with you. Continuing with our topic of censorship, we've got, there's a bombshell article that was published today by Sayer G on greenmedinfo.com. And Sayer did some research into what's happening with Google and its suppression of truth about health information and vaccines. And in the same way that Google's search suggestions are being programmed by social justice warriors, basically they're weaponizing the AI system to target conservatives and block any information that might harm a Democrat or help a conservative, they're also doing the same thing with vaccines. So a normal question that people might have is, do vaccines cause autism? It's one of the most popular searches for vaccines. Well, Google has suppressed that search. And instead of it saying, do vaccines cause autism, when you start to type in, do vaccines cause, you get all kinds of other things, but not autism, because the word autism has been suppressed. The CDC is running a propaganda indoctrination program. The CDC is really the vaccine deep state. They are the most corrupt branch of the federal government today, even worse than the FDA, worse than the EPA. The CDC is actually run by a dark deep state branch of the military. Top CDC officials dress up in military uniforms, and they refer to each other in military terms. The CDC trains social engineers, basically CIA type of operatives working inside the CDC. We saw this with the Ebola outbreak and all the propaganda that was pushed. The CDC also has a partner program where they partner with companies and they pay money to different groups to plant pro-vaccine information or to halt vaccine skepticism across all culture and all media. For example, MailChimp, which has banned the GreenMedInfo email sending. You can't send an email that questions the safety of vaccines because MailChimp is a CDC partner. And to be a CDC partner, you have to agree to, quote, defer to the CDC on all issues of science and medicine, health, and public safety, which means you agree to be a puppet of the CDC. So MailChimp, which is also located near Atlanta, by the way, which is where the CDC is based, MailChimp is part of this propaganda indoctrination system. And you may recall, MailChimp banned InfoWars, I think it was last year, when it was the big, you know, online ethnic cleansing against InfoWars and Alex Jones. MailChimp was part of that. But Disney is also a partner of the CDC. So Disney is pushing pro-vaccine propaganda. We also know that Google, and we know that Twitter and other tech giants like Facebook are also working hand in hand with pharmaceutical companies. And here are a couple other facts on this that you need to know. Google has partnered with GlaxoSmithKline. Google, for years, has banned natural supplement ads on their network for various specific supplements, and they've promoted pharmaceutical monopolies to promote the profits of the big pharma companies in the United States by also banning ads from Canadian pharmacies or Mexican pharmacies that sell the same exact chemicals for a fraction of the monopoly prices that are that you have to pay in the United States. So Google has been not only running its own information monopoly on political issues and trying to overthrow the United States and trying to brainwash the public, they have also been enhancing and supporting and promoting big pharma monopolies. They have been limiting free market competition. They have been shutting down all speech that questions the pharmaceutical cartels. Google has been putting human lives in danger by suppressing natural health information and promoting dangerous toxic medications. So again, I come back to AOC crying at the border. Hey, AOC, why aren't you crying for all the American people that are being murdered by the pharma cartels that are being promoted by the Google monopolies and the propagandists who run the tech giants? AOC, her tears are staged for only a specific purpose, but she doesn't love Americans. She doesn't love American children. As far as AOC is concerned, American children can go to hell because she only cares about children who are not yet Americans, but she wants them to come in and be given driver's licenses eventually and be given the right to vote. But she won't speak out against the censorship and the oppression of speech by the tech giants. And this is why I have called for such drastic action to stop the tech giants. I've even called for President Trump to go ahead and invoke the Insurrection Act, issue military police arrests of the tech giants' CEOs who have now, we know, it's been confirmed thanks to Project Veritas, who have conspired to alter the election outcomes in the United States of America. And I just want to say, if we don't stop Google, we will never have human freedom again. We will find ourselves living under an authoritarian techno dictatorship run by liberal techno fascists. That's Google. And they are unapologetic in what they are doing. They openly brag about it in public, in restaurants and other places. They believe that they have the right to control what you are allowed to see or speak. They believe that they are that they have almost a divine right of kings to dictate to you and all American people what we are allowed to see or speak or read or share or post. It's insane, and it has to be stopped or humans will never be free again. So the window of allowable speech is collapsing. We will soon, if we do not stop this, we will soon wake up in a world where you will not be able to criticize any Democrat without being labeled hate speech and being deplatformed. So, hate speech, in the definition of leftists, is anything that makes a Democrat look bad. Hate speech is anything that criticizes a left-wing person. But love, according to the left, or compassion, is stabbing your baby with a scalpel until it dies. Love and compassion, according to leftists, is slicing off the genitalia of your baby infant boy because you are an insane transgender parent who wants to turn your baby boy into a baby girl. And as you're stabbing and slicing away, that's all being done, according to the left, in the name of love and compassion and inclusiveness because they are mentally insane. They are psychopaths. They are sociopaths. They belong in insane asylums. And yet, they are running the AI systems of Google. They are determining what is a fact and what is not a fact. These insane, deranged, child-mutilating, pathetic, anti-American monsters are running the speech codes of our society. And they must be stopped. This must be opposed in every way possible. Call your senators, call your members of Congress, call your state attorneys general, and demand that Section 230 be revoked, and demand lawsuits against the tech giants to restore free speech to all Americans. I'll be back with more here on the Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
We're going to cover some financial issues here today because of what's coming. Things are so rapidly changing in the world, both culturally, politically. We've got big tech censorship and so on. But there's also all this leveraged debt in the world. And you've seen others here like Gerald Celente talk about the coming debt collapse. It will be a cascading collapse going from central bank to central bank, crushing derivatives and moving much more quickly than what you can respond to. So with the caveat that, of course, I'm not your financial advisor and you should seek appropriate advice from a qualified professional, I'm going to share with you a couple of thoughts because I'm into survival and preparedness on all the issues, including finances. I'm also going to talk about Bitcoin here for a second because it's experienced a dramatic rise. I think it went up 20% just last night. It's in the $13,000 range right now. So I'm going to offer you some comments on Bitcoin as well as Mark of the Beast, you know, Mark Zuckerberg cryptocurrency. So first on the finance side, if you're in the market right now, make no mistake that the Trump administration, the central banks, and everybody else who's invested in this debt pyramid is doing everything they can to prevent the market from crashing before the 2020 election. I'm convinced that if the market has a harsh correction, a big crash, you know, 30 to 40% correction, that could doom the Trump reelection. So everything is being done right now to keep that market propped up, and they may be successful. I've been surprised about how successful they've been all these years in keeping it propped up, and it's very difficult to say exactly when it's going to break. But as I read on a website, forgot which one recently, if you're in stocks right now, you're picking up nickels off the ground in front of a steamroller, meaning that you might get small little profits here now because we're near the top of this bubble, but there's a steamroller behind you, and it's going to steamroll you at some point. You could lose 30 to 40% of your principal. So what's a good self-preservation type of strategy? Well, I've studied this over the years, and there are some very simple things, and I think that people like Gerald Celente would agree with most of these as well. Number one, if you want to stay semi-liquid, you can, believe it or not, go into 28-day treasuries. You can purchase treasuries directly from the United States Treasury. I think it's called Treasury Direct. You can do it. You can link your bank account to it, or you can link your corporate account to it. And every 28 days, it rolls over and puts it back into your bank account. Now, you're buying treasuries. In other words, you're buying U.S. dollar debt. Eventually, the dollar is going to collapse, but that's probably not going to happen right away. We're going to see the market correct at some point, catastrophically, I believe, but the treasury will continue to have value and viability for a long time because remember, the treasury has something unique that stocks do not have. The government can confiscate money from the American people at gunpoint. Yes, confiscatory taxes. The ability to tax actually gives long-term viability to the dollar itself. And I know it sounds evil and twisted, and in many ways it really is. But a government that has the power to steal from its citizens is less likely to have its currency crash in the short term. Eventually, though, the dollar does collapse, as all fiat currencies do. But that may be many years away. It could even be decades away. It's hard to tell. But the market, I think, is very near the top in many ways. The tech bubble is here. I warned about the dot-com crash back in 1998 and 1999, warned people about that crash, and I see conditions are just about the same here today. And once again, you have these sky-high valuations of Uber and Slack and all these tech companies that seem to have no real assets, but they have multi-billion dollar valuations. It doesn't make any sense, and it will collapse. So if you are exposed into those stocks, I strongly urge you to practice some financial self-preservation, some financial safety. The second thing you can do that I strongly recommend is physical precious metals. Now, I don't sell gold or silver. There are many people who do. Perhaps some have been sponsors of InfoWars as well. But find a reputable retailer. Silver, in my opinion, is vastly undervalued. And when you have physical possession of silver, you have a store of wealth. And even compared to Bitcoin, and I'm going to say some positive things about Bitcoin and also some critical things about the current Bitcoin bubble. But if you compare silver to, let's say, any cryptocurrency, what's the difference? Well, when the power grid goes down, cryptocurrency is worth nothing, but silver still has value. When silver compared to fiat currency, when a fiat currency is hyperinflated, as we are seeing, we're starting to see more and more inflation and debasement of the currency, the precious metals hold value. Now, the mindset of purchasing silver and gold is to hold value and not lose money. It's not about gaining profits. If you want to gain profits and play roulette with the latest IPO stock, you can throw all your money into a Beyond Meat or one of those other companies or Uber or whatever, and you can hope you do well, but you're putting your money into something that isn't real. It's a speculation. When you buy gold and silver, it's real, it's physical, you can hold it, you have possession of it. And it turns out, and I say this as a laboratory scientist, you know, we do heavy metals analysis all the time. Guess what? Gold, AU, is an element on the table of elements. Gold isn't going anywhere. It doesn't disappear. Even if you have a house fire, your gold doesn't burn up. It just melts and becomes melted gold. Your whole house could burn down and your safe full of gold and silver, let's say, would just be melted gold and silver. The value doesn't really change. You might have to have it re-stamped into coins, but it's still the same element. It still has the same value. Whereas everything else that you could possibly invest in, other than land, which also holds value, everything else like currency, stocks and bonds, or cryptocurrency, you know, fiat money, all those other things can catastrophically fail. Doesn't mean they don't have their uses. I understand. The portability, for example, of Bitcoin is very positive. being able to transfer money or carry money essentially on a thumb drive in your pocket as you're moving across borders has intrinsic value. And so cryptocurrency has its place. But in terms of holding long-term value with very few risks, precious metals and also land can't be beat. Now, moving on to Bitcoin. I've been very critical of the Bitcoin bubble in the past and warned about it crashing before it crashed from roughly 20,000 down to, I think it went, I don't know, it was in the $4,000, $5,000 range for a long time. Now it's back up to 13,000. This is likely to, it could go higher, I'll say that, but it will also correct again. Now, Bitcoin has utility, and Bitcoin has been an excellent proof of concept. And there are values to it, like I said, portability and so on. But I just want you to understand, if you're buying into Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency right now that's not a stable coin, that is, it's not tied to the dollar or some other currency, then you are playing a kind of Russian roulette game with your investment. It's okay to do that if you think you can beat everybody else, but recognize that you are a speculator, not an investor. You're a speculator. And the truth is, that market is rigged. The Bitcoin market is rigged by the whales. It's rigged by certain deep state players. It is very difficult for a retail investor or a retail speculator to outmaneuver the real manipulators who are controlling that market. So if you buy it, invest at your own risk. That's all I'm saying about that. It could go much higher. I want to be on the record. It might go much higher, but it's also going to be a wild ride, as has been the history of Bitcoin. But it's been an excellent proof of concept. And in a sad way, it laid the groundwork to roll out the Facebook Mark of the Beast cryptocurrency, which was originally called Global Coin, but is now, I believe, called Libra Coin. And Mark Zuckerberg is being urged right now to tie it to a gold standard. And of course, if this were to become the dominant transaction currency, then Facebook would punish you using the social scoring system like communist China has, that if you talk about something critical about transgenders or something critical about Democrats or liberals, you will be cut off from your wallet. You won't be able to engage in transactions. So you should never use the Facebook cryptocurrency. You're not going to make money at it. You're only going to be controlled and tracked and surveilled. The Facebook cryptocurrency is the ultimate police state surveillance system, using your purchases to track and build a psychological profile of who you are and combine it with everything that Facebook is already monitoring about you. All your friends, all your photographs, all your texts, even all your offline behavior. It is Mark of the Beast type stuff. Do not use it, or you will be enslaved forever by the Zuck, and that's not a good place to be. So anyway, take all that advice with, you know, a grain of salt. You can use it, you can ignore it, but think carefully about what is coming. Things are about to get really crazy in the world, and I want you to be safe. I want you to hold on to the money that you've worked for. I want you to not lose in the big changes that are coming. So thank you for watching. Mike Adams here for Infowars.com. I'll be back on next week with more analysis and information. Be sure to check out clownworld.us tonight for coverage of the Democrat debates. Clownworld.us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.